Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Get it on. Woo! Gotta get it on. 866-901-ADAMS, phone number. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, Big Old Brian. Yeah, it's good to be here.
I was walking by the Dooch man's vehicle on the way into the front door, noticed the driver's side window all the way down. And I thought, now, is it just me being a little bit older, having insurance, and living in a nicer neighborhood, or does crap not get ripped off as much as it seemed to 20 years ago? Seemed to me that everyone had a club on their steering wheel. People were pulling their car stereos out with them. People you knew, and I'm not talking about folks living in South Central. I'm just talking about your average guy who lived in an average apartment. Just yes. Your average neighborhood, average guy would tell you some story. You know, he'd come pick you up and you'd see that the passenger side window had saran wrap on it. Right. And you'd be like, what happened? And he'd be like, left my briefcase on the passenger seat and somebody kicked in the window or somebody pried open the door. Seemed like a lot of prying and digging. That was just in cars alone.
Right.
A lot of people trying to get at stereos and rims and anything left in the car. And then as far as the house went, people tell you these stories where they came home and their VCR was missing. Now, I know that stuff is all $8 now, and we've eliminated the part where it's $300, some junkie rips it off and sells it for $40.
Right.
But does anyone even buy... And again, let's not all go to the worst neighborhoods in the country, because no, I'm sure everything still goes on there all the time. But I mean, are people still buying used? Yes,
my
like
car
Teresa's
has
house.
Never been broken into.
Right. Now, when I told the story of moving into the bachelor size apartment with the stripper in Hollywood about 18 years ago. Right. I had a mini pickup truck, and I had no insurance on it, and I had to transform the truck in order to move in. I spray-painted the stereo brown, told people this story many times. It's a certain sort of retarded genius. I got pulled over by the cops once. They said, why is your stereo spray-painted brown? I said, so no one will steal it. He said, wow, that's genius. That's a great idea.
Just so you know, in boating world, because it's always been my fantasy to sail around the world, one of the first things you do before you pull into most of the Caribbean with your brand new dinghy is take a hammer to the outside plastic cover of your brand new outboard, patch it up, and spray paint it like it's been fixed a million times. Take your brand new dinghy, put patches all over it like it's going to sink any second.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best way to keep it from getting stolen.
Yeah, you pre-ruin it.
Right.
I basically said, well, I got a brown dashboard. I have a black Sony digital stereo. It's worth as much as the crappy pickup truck is itself. It's going to get ripped out of this dash because there's no parking under this apartment building. It's just street parking in Hollywood. It's going to be torn out in a matter of days. I'll put a little piece of tape over the digital readout, and I'll spray paint it brown. And then everyone would say to me, well, what's spray painting it brown going to do? And it's weird that people can't do any kind of math at all. Right. I'd say, well, look, they're not going to be able to sell it. Whoever steals your stereo doesn't want to listen to your stereo. They're high. They want to get hit. They want to sell it. They won't be able to sell it. And sure enough, it never was stolen. I also put a kill switch in my car that didn't kill the ignition, killed the fuel pump. Fuel pump in the back of the car. Just took two wires, put on a toggle switch, put it underneath the bench seat. I would flick it on the way when I drove in. Car was stolen a couple times. I found it. But the point is everyone I know had something done to just their car. At least their car, and then their house was broken into.
Yeah.
Are less people high?
Right.
Or is it just, I think it's the goods themselves. I think we can thank Walmart for this, because you can go in off the street and get a $19 DVD player now.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could get a car stereo that plays a CD for $80 or $25 or $30. It's not even worth breaking your car window anymore.
It used to be a constant. Do you guys remember, or maybe this is just in San Francisco, people were so tired of having their car windows broken, they would put a sign that said no radio.
I saw a lot of that. Every once in a while, the guy would make the sign right after the car stereo got stolen yeah. and the dash got ripped apart yeah. and the sign had a little extra message in it.
Yeah.
Listen, you SOBs, no car stereo. You got it? I'm broken. And so is the world. You know what I mean? Like, here's my thing. If you have to make any kind of sign, whether it's your neighbor's dog is crapping on your lawn or you got your car ripped, I want a 24-hour cool-down period.
Right.
That makes sense. You run back in the house, get that sign. It's like, dear people who can't have domain over their own beast, you pussies. You know, and then you plant that thing on your lawn.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I've done exactly that.
Any letters, any notes left on windshields of neighbors who've parked cars yes. in front of your garage? Hey, 24-hour cool-down period. I don't care if it's a love relationship. I don't care if a guy stole your car stereo. 24-hour cool-down before the sign is forged.
Okay, just so you know, this is so funny. Twice, a neighbor left a note on my car saying my dogs are barking all night. And they weren't my dogs, but I wasn't positive which neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a sign up in my front, a real sign on a stick pounded into the ground.
Right.
It said, bitch, they're right. not my dogs. P.S. Next time, put your friggin' phone number so I don't have to put a sign up. Bitch. Right. I didn't think you could say bitch quite enough. And I mean, it was like the regular sized art card you would get at yeah. a store. Like the size of a for sale sign in my front yard. And then the next day I went, wow, this is a nice neighborhood.
Yeah,
and it was a sign that says bitch twice.
Yeah, it was. 24-hour cool-down period. Yeah, but yes, I used to see people driving around saying, you've already stolen my stereo, I have no stereo, that kind of thing. Doesn't seem to be, and your window's down. If you don't have anything in your car, it's nothing. There's nothing to do. Does everyone have insurance? Is car? I know the car security's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Still... In every movie, even a great movie like The Bourne Ultimate, The Bourne whatever I saw last weekend, even that one, they still did my pet peeve, which is they hotwire a car. And by the way, these guys hotwire a car not in 80 seconds, but in 9 seconds.
Right.
You just show them rip out some wires from underneath the dash. Next thing you know, they're sparking wires together. Somehow the wires have been cut and stripped by hand, and they're just sort of arcing it, and the cars are, they never, ever, ever deal with the steering column lock. It's just tick, tick, tick. That lock is locked.
Yeah.
That's mechanical. That's in the ignition. You could go start the car underneath the dash. The steering lock is still locked.
Learned a super hard way.
You'll put your keys in every once in a while and have to battle that thing because you can't turn the thing because the thing is thing. That is a mechanical lock. So in any movie, when they hotwire a car and take off, they just take off right off the edge of the building because, well, he actually did, but he did it intentionally. I'm a spoiler alert, but yes, you learned that the hard way.
I went to jump start a stick shift.
Right.
It wouldn't unlock unless it was started. So I put the clutch in at the top of my hill that it happened to luckily be pointed down when the battery was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in the clutch and start to pull out, and I've angled the wheels the wrong way anyway, and I pull out just like I want to. And before I gain any speed, I have just crossed the street, and I'm about to slam into the car next to me, because I realize, without the engine on, this thing is not going to turn.
It's not.
So it's just locked.
The thing about the lock is the ignition, if you have the keys, will unlock it, but if you have power steering, you can barely turn the wheel.
You're talking about a 67 GTO here. I could
not
turn the wheel at all. When, by the time I realized it, I was at such a position now that I was literally inches away from the car across the street and had to stop, and there was nothing I could do. I couldn't push it back uphill and turn the wheels, so I just stayed there and called the police and the tow truck.
Well, did you leave your car driver's side window open intentionally this morning?
Otherwise, I don't know how I'd get to the keys, which in there in ignition.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
In the ignition.
You leave it there?
Either in the ignition or right on the floor underneath it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have never, and let me just say this now to be a responsible husband and father. My house is wired to the hilt with alarms and video cameras. It was the way we bought it. I would never... Mm-hmm. No one in my house, and I'm going to have to assume now, plus I've got killer-ass dog, but yeah. Nobody in my home has ever had keys to any of my homes.
Oh, really?
Ever.
Really?
We misplace them within 3 days, and then nobody locks any doors so we can all get in.
Well,
I have had cars stolen, but never from the store where I always leave the keys on the floor.
Yeah.
Never from anywhere else, like here where the keys are on the floor, but from my home twice. And mm-hmm. once I've told you this, they came in my house and searched it with me and Gretchen asleep upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught him, so they had to testify. That's why I know the whole story of how they did it. I heard them tell the story about the girl played with my dog while the guy searched for my keys.
Mm-hmm.
And the other time was the GTO, which was stolen from a closed garage.
Mm-hmm.
Never had a problem anywhere I ever left my keys in the car like I did today.
Yeah, I get the feeling that even if your front door's open, most guys will just go around and bust open a bathroom window anyway. Hey, Daniel?
Yeah.
You have a story for us?
I'm Danny Teresa.
Good morning.
I had a 84 pickup Toyota.
Mm.
You know how they have the little triangle window things that mm-hmm. you just kind of open to let air in?
Yeah, the vent in the front. Yeah, they used to have this wind wing, they called them.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. The old wind wing.
They break into that.
Yeah, that one you just pretty much punch open.
Oh, they crash the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pieces. And then they break in. There's nothing in the car, just a pair of old shoes, and they took them. I thought that was weird. So the next night, you know, didn't think anything. Come back, the other window's cracked. There's nothing in there.
They just broke in to break in to look around.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I put up a sign that says, doors open.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people do that.
I used to, that was my policy. My policy was door unlocked, stereo painted, fuel cutoff switch on. So you couldn't steal the stereo, you couldn't steal the car, and as a matter of fact, I had the ignition torn out of that the first time it got stolen, the whole key mechanism. I remember, by the way, when you're poor and you're from the valley and you're sort of a wrencher, the worst thing you can hear when you go to the junkyard or the auto parts store to go replace something is, that's a dealer item.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because that's when you hear the music sting, like bum, bum, bum.
Or the record scratch.
Yeah, because dealer item means, oh, good Christ, I'm going to pay four times as much. Is you can go down to Pep Boys and get yourself an alternator, a battery, tires, whatever you need for your car. But once in a while, you tell the guy, yeah, I got an 84 Nissan, regular cab, bench seats, 5-speed, I need an ignition. And the guy looks in his book for a minute and he goes, that's a dealer item. And you think, God, no. God, no, the dealer, because even the Nissan dealer is five times as much as the whatever you do with the dealer. I used to laugh. For me, it was always everyone I grew up with, oh, you don't go down. The dealer meant the guy who gave you cocaine for money.
Right.
You wouldn't go to the car dealer for anything, not to buy a car, not to service a car. You wanted to buy a car, you open the recycler newspaper. You wanted to service that car, you went to Pick-A-Parts in Sunland, or you went to the Pep Boys in North Hollywood. There was never any dealer. It was always weird when I became an adult and I would hang around with normal, responsible people. And I'd say to, like, Dr. Drew, this, you know, we're in our 30s, he's 40, I'm 35, you know, and he'd say, yeah, I was at the car dealer today, and I'd say, well, what were you buying a new car? And he'd say, no, I just got tires on the old one.
Service.
I'd be like, tires? Tires at the dealer?
You lost your mind,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the car needed new tires. You went to the dealer? I was insane because I knew, I was like, why didn't you just go online and buy some tires and blah, blah, blah? And he's like, huh? What? What? No, the car, I brought it to the place I bought the car. The dealer? You bought. Now, once in a while, a guy would say, I had to have the timing chain replaced and it was still under warranty, so blah, blah. All right, that's all fine. But tires? I was like, are you high? You know, my voice went up like 28 octaves and I couldn't get over the fact that this guy got tires at a dealer. But then I thought, after calling him stupid for about 20 minutes, I just thought, wow. How liberating it must be to go through life just thinking, A, I have enough money.
Right.
B, I come from enough money where this is what, you know, my family would seriously like take a donkey to Sun Valley and buy a retread if they needed a tire and put it on themselves. Like it was that kind. There was never a dealer. No one bought a new car at a dealer. Nobody got a car service at a dealer. It was drop it off at some shady guy named Frank. We don't know Frank's last name. He seems to be.
But he's good with cars.
See, he knows cars, but he's good with cars, not with people.
Right.
He doesn't know. He's not good. He's not a people guy, but he knows cars pretty good.
He still parts people out, like cars, but not good with them.
Yeah, you need an index finger or a big toe. You talk to Frank. Yeah. He'll part it out. Yeah. there was this whole, like, one of my friends, like, it'd be like, oh, where's Donnie? Oh, he said, pick a part. He's pulling a transmission. He needs a new transmission on the GM. You know, like, that's how the world was in tires. I didn't even know you could get tires from the dealership. It was considered insane. But must be nice just to walk around life with that sort of, drop it off at the dealership, get in the borrowed car that they give you, get a cup of coffee in the lounge there. So you're paying 60% more for tires. Don't know, don't care, busy, thinking about other things.
The only new car I've owned in a dozen years or so, new as in off the lot, was a Viper I got in Chicago, where, by the way, it's useless.
Yeah, icy roads and 600 foot-pounds of torque.
Right. So that's the only new car, and I couldn't afford it. I got it for an infomercial. He said, I'll give you this much money or any kind of car you want. So I just went a Viper because it was like five times the money. And he said, oh, yeah, but I can hide that in my corporation. You can have it. So that's my only new car till I got out here. And I had a client or a sponsor in Cerritos Nissan. So I went and I bought all my cars there. Or at least, actually, I didn't buy anything. I leased them. But it would never, you'd go way out there to save money, out to Cerritos or someplace like that, or the Car Mall of Wyoming, wherever the hell you would go to save the most money. But the light would come on and say, time to be serviced. Now, I know that means I can go get it for free from Peter Feist at Cerritos Nissan.
Right.
But I saved the money by driving. I'm not driving there again. I'm taking it to Frank and getting an index finger and the oil changed. I'm never going back to Cerritos once I bought the car.
Right.
Yeah, Drew would take his car to the dealer to get an oil change. I'd be like, huh?
That's actually what they, because my dad's a mechanic and he can't take if you go to one of those lube places.
Drew'd be like, I got a quart of oil and a new filter for $682. Is that too much?
No, it's just about right.
I got one tire, cost $21,000. Is that too much?
No.
It was a Space Saver spare. Wasn't one of the four tires. By the way. You see that Space Saver spare every once in a while?
Yeah.
It's one of my indicators for, like, are you a loser?
Right.
I'll see that Space Saver spare on a car, and there's two ways you see it. There's, well, that guy's just getting off the freeway and heading to said car dealership or the tire store.
Right.
And then there's the one where you see, just because you can kind of pick up the little subtle things, where the thing's been all dirtied and tarnished and its tread is wearing out. It looks like the lug nuts have rusted a little bit. That Space Saver spare's gone through four winters.
Yep.
Now, that guy did not use the Space Saver spare. He doesn't have the shopping cart tire on one wheel of his car just to get off the freeway into the dealership. That thing's been on for four years now. That is not a good sign. I don't want that guy coming to work for me. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Like, if you're doing a job interview, I'd like to do that. That's what I'd like to do. I'd say, let me go look at your car. I go look around. I see any duct tape or an antenna. The coat hanger where an antenna used to be, or a Space Saver spare that's going on 80,000 miles. That guy ain't working for me.
Right, it's like checking a credit report.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do I technically work for you?
Do you have a Space Saver spare on your Cerritos
not
Armada?
Not currently.
But you have had.
I think there's duct tape, though.
Uh-oh.
But, I mean, I couldn't afford anything else.
Just holding.
When the tire would blow and I'd put the Space Saver on, or whichever girl was with me that knew how to change a tire, would put the Space Saver tire on, that would have to stay there till I could beg enough money off my family to buy a tire. So it was an economic thing.
All right, well, if it's economic.
But A, making the chick do it was A, made me look cool, but B, had to admit my total lack of manhood.
We need to take ourselves a break. When we come back, something we haven't played in quite some time, the same name game. These things all begin somewhere, the same name game. Oh, this has got a great theme song. Same name game started, as I've said many times, rich man, poor man started when I was thinking of who has an outdoor shower when I was over at working at Kimmel's. Same name game started when we were talking about Reese Witherspoon, such a little angelic little pixie blonde, and then I pictured heavyweight champ Tim Witherspoon from the 80s, and I thought, wow, could two Witherspoons get further apart? Could you get two human beings further apart than ex-heavyweight champ Tim Witherspoon and Reese Witherspoon? And then it started. We just started thinking about all the names that were the same, but the people couldn't have been further apart. We got Tori Amos and John Amos, the dad from Good Times. I mean, wow.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Wow. There's some space between those two. We have Emmett Smith and Kevin Smith, the director. There's this is one of my favorites. Comedian George Wallace.
Yeah,
a mountain of a black man, and Marsha Wallace, the red-haired secretary from the Bob Newhart show. Physically hard to get further apart if you put those two next to each other. Same name game. What's yours? We have ours. We'll do it next on the Adam Carolla Show.
This is Principal Seymour Skinner. I'll either see you in detention or you'll be calling Adam right now at 866-901-ADAM.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
Everyone knows that 97.1 Free FM is packed full of SoCal's favorite FM talkola every day. Like the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci,
Frosty Idea Frank,
and Tom Likas.
Hey, did I say the Adam Carolla Show?
This is gibberish.
Oh, good, because now we have a bitchin' new station between the stations that's packed full of Adam Carolla.
I love the show!
Plus lots of crank yankers and the Dodgers.
Chase hit into center field, Russell Martin.
It's 97.1 Free 2 HD, which means you need to get yourself an HD radio now. So go to Radio Shack or Crutchfield.com or some other place that sells these wonder boxes and get yourself Free 2 HD.
If you're a man between 18 and 60 and have no major medical problems, are in good health, and live in the LA area, you may qualify for a new investigational research study. The LA Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor UCLA is looking for healthy men who have no major psychiatric illness and no drug or serious alcohol abuse within the last 12 months. This research study is investigating the effects of a new anti-anxiety medication on the production of sperm. The study includes a total of 14 visits in a period of 10 months. Qualified participants will receive no-cost study-related medical care throughout the study. Visits will include physical exams, EKGs, blood tests, and semen analysis. You will receive final compensation for your time and travel expenses up to $1,350, depending on the number of visits you complete. Call 310-222-8172 to learn more. That's 310-222-8172. 310-222-8172. Or log onto their website, labiomed.org, and click on Clinical Studies.
Hey, streamers! Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
In 1994, a world-class chef decided to open his own restaurant in San Francisco so he could bring the taste of his hometown of Milan, Italy, to America. That's when Pomodoro was born. But Chef Adriano Paganini wanted to do more than just open a restaurant. He wanted Pomodoro to be a place with unique food, great design, and real Milano style. Well, it worked. In fact, it worked so well, there are Pomodoros all over California, including some right here in SoCal. Each one of them brings the unique flavor of Chef Paganini's hometown of Milan to your table.
I am Adriano Paganini. Try one of my favorites, like ravioli di zucca. Follow that with my chocolate souffle cake and a cappuccino, and you're set. Come with a family, a special date, or with a group.
There's a Pomodoro near you, from Aliso Viejo to Woodland Hills. Go to PastaPomodoro.com for directions and information. That's PastaPomodoro.com.
Ciao.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
All right, boys and girls, let me tell you about Bright Smile. Everybody I know has done it. I know because I paid for them. I've done it. Wife's done it. the two people I currently call friends have done it, and all my wife's friends have done it.
Your scrotum's done it?
Oh, you're talking about me and T.
No, I was talking about the boys, actually.
Oh, sorry.
Most people don't know they have teeth.
Yes, I did it, and here's how this stuff goes. It's now no longer an option. If everyone around you is going to drop 20 pounds, you're going to have to lose 10 pounds. It's no longer an option.
Right.
If everyone around you is going to have sparkling white teeth, then you're going to have to whiten yours, or yours will be gray in comparison. It's all relative, people. And you can now do it. It's not one of these things that's just reserved for the celebrities.
No, you have to come in. I was absolutely right, because I personally didn't know until Gretchen had it done, and then I thought, wow, my teeth are a smoker's teeth. I don't want to. And I couldn't believe it. They peeled off a lifetime of smoking cigarettes in one treatment.
Yep. Red wine and coffee is my Achilles heel. $400 is all it costs. It takes an hour. You're in and out, and it lasts. Well, I don't know how long it lasts, but I did mine a while ago, and I still look milky white when I open my mouth. 888-KLSX Smile or 888-557-9764. However you like it, go to Bright Smile, brightsmile.com.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. With an early critique of this morning's program, here's our program director, Jack Silver.
Brush that dirt off your shoulder, peeps! Today we'll play the same name game! We'll talk to gossip queen Perez Hilton and NFL legend Jerry Rice! Same guy, if you ask me! And Angel Adam and Devil Danny! Wow, the new and improved Adam Carolla Show! Now with 100% less gooch! Come on, Ace Man, help a brother out! We gotta get the Jackman Spooge Caboose back on the tracks to Boobsylvania! Man, that's a lot of puns! Hey!
Thank you, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, it's the same name game. It's one of these things where it sounds so obvious, I'm sure somebody came up with it before me, but I never really heard it. I never heard it played on Letterman or Conan or on any other radio shows. Maybe it's not clever enough. See, sometimes your ideas are so clever that no one else thought of them first, and sometimes they're so retarded that everyone thought of them first and just decided we have dignity.
You know, that's stupid. Let's not do that.
We're not going to stoop that low. We can just go ahead and we can go ahead and do the Heine Wine bit 33,000 times before we do the same name game. Do we have a, yes, we have an intro song. One of my favorites. Let's do it. Same name game.
Get it? Got it. Good. Same name game. Same name game, motherfuckers.
Wow.
Suck it.
That's rock and roll. That's Dave Damashek. I love that theme song. All right, let's start at the top. We have Gary from Sacramento. Gary?
How's it going, guys?
Good. Same name game?
Yep. Okay, Adam Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
He always plays like the token Jew from everything.
Right.
Yeah, he's in Saving Private Ryan. He's in a ton of movies.
Right.
Yeah.
And Bill Goldberg from wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Not bad.
But could you have gone with Adam Goldberg, Whoopi Goldberg?
No.
No. What do you mean no? How did you just say no like that?
I like his confidence.
Gary, why couldn't you have gone with Whoopi?
They look way too much alike. I mean,
fair enough. Decent point.
It actually is.
Gus?
Yeah, hey, I got Robert Kelly, the baseball player, and Robert Kelly, the singer, a.k.a. R. Kelly.
Robert Kelly, the baseball player.
Never heard of him.
What teams? What teams he play for?
He used to play for the New York Yankees and the Oakland A's and stuff like that. He used to be an old school baseball player like in the 80s.
Wrong. Wait, who do you think he is?
Robert Kelly. You have a lot of people in this room who know quite a bit about sports.
Yeah.
although
I'm not one of them.
Bonaducci's actually hurt the overall average by 22%.
My name is Juan Hernandez.
Can we lose our lowest score?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Gus. Here's the deal. You may know the name. You have to know one of the names. Or you can do this one. You can throw out a name, and when we all go, huh, you go, this guy invented the printing press or the steam engine, in which case we can all go, oh, okay. But played sports. Too broad. Yes, Brian?
I remember, actually, Roberto Kelly.
Roberto Kelly.
Outfielder for the Yankees.
Not Robert Kelly. All right. Oh, that's a decent point.
My name is Juan Hernandez.
That's right. Levi?
Yeah.
By the way, we've had a Gus and a Levi in order. I have room on my dance card for both those names.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely. I just thought of something. You could have gone with R. Kelly and Gene Kelly. One mm-hmm. went singing in the rain.
Right.
And one just rained all over minors.
Right.
That's pretty good. If you've offended Brian, I know it's good.
Both dancers? Musical people?
We should send him down to Colorado to urinate on this trap miners down there. We really should.
Think that'd be helpful?
Couldn't hurt, as your people would say. Hey, I would also argue that once we got R. Kelly down there, that would then open a corridor so that they could escape. And most of them, if I gave them the choice right now, would you like to be urinated on by R. Kelly or just stay here until help arrived? And they'd say, give me R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Levi?
I would just have a decent day. Say, R. Kelly peed on me. How funny is that?
Levi, so we've had a Gus and a Levi, and again, I don't know when. I know too many Daves, too many Steves, and we have way too many Mikes around here, but a Gus and a Levi?
Yeah. Ezekiel on line 7.
Yep.
Hey, Levi, what do you got for us?
Got Mandy Moore, the bubblegum pop princess, and Michael Moore, the controversial director.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Very
pretty,
nice.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Smattering of applause. I have Toucan Sam and Son of Sam.
Ooh, that's good.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint.
All right, Yosemite Sam and Son of Sam. I like this one, Star Jones and Indiana Jones, even though he's not a real character.
I like
still
when
some
mix.
Range there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have, now this one I didn't even know, Gordon Ramsay from Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
We know him. Anne Ramsay, the mama from Throw Mama from the Train. A little stretchy.
Obscure.
Garth Brooks, Mel Brooks.
I like that.
Good.
Kevin Eubanks, the guitar player from The Tonight Show. Bob Eubanks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a good one. Well, actually, this is actually a bad one. Now you think of it. Katie Lang and Artie Lang.
Ah.
Same haircut.
Yeah.
Same calves. probably not good. Julie Haggerty from Airplane.
Right.
Dan Haggerty, the man whose Bonaducci set his beard on fire.
Yeah.
Just 25 years ago. All right. You got any, Teresa? You got any, Danny?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Danny.
After you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got Steve Austin and Jane Austin.
Mm-hmm. All right. Solid.
Can I follow that one?
Yep.
Since I've got a Steve, too. Steve Gutenberg.
Mm-hmm.
Johann Gutenberg.
I invented the press.
Invented the movable press.
Wow,
that's Gutenberg's good.
Bible. Came up with that one on the fly.
I like that.
I did.
How about this one? Chris Webber and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Wow.
Good NBA star and star of The Great White Way, the Broadway musicals.
Very
Let's
nice.
See. Here's one. Man, I'm gonna punch up Gary. On line 8, I don't know that we're going to do better than this. See, sometimes you can do better because some just sound better, but I don't know that you're going to get further apart than these two. Gary? Yeah.
Hey, Adam. Morning.
Good.
Hey.
What's happening, my brother?
Well, I got Michael Clark Duncan,
mm-hmm.
the large actor,
yeah,
and Sandy Duncan.
Yeah,
that's white funny.
Lady with one eye. Remember Sandy Duncan?
Yes, sure. I have it on my list, but I had Tim Duncan and Sandy Duncan.
Pretty good, but
I
think Michael Clark Duncan is the leader.
Much better
on the leaderboard right now. Yeah,
yeah, large male, black, and has two eyes.
Right,
totally separates him from Sandy Duncan right there. Small female. Cyclops.
Yeah, she, you probably know her from Disney movies way back
Trisket?
In the day. And did Trisket,
Trisket,
Trisket commercials. That's what made her famous. She was adorable.
I gotta get a Cracker commercial. You know why?
Was that just a person who hates other races and you advertise it? Hey, cracker.
I want one for like Nilla wafers or something, speaking of racist.
Yeah.
Should have Klansmen speak for Nilla wafers. Hi, it's the Imperial Wizard for Nilla wafers. Here's the thing. Once you do one of those cracker commercials, first off, as we say in show business, light lifting, as my agent would say.
Yeah.
You could go do 10 of those in an afternoon. You know what I mean? No big deal.
Oh, light lifting.
Yeah, okay. You stand around a kitchen, a set kitchen, and you just eat a couple Nilla wafers while a couple kids run through, and you say, wow, so wholesome, so nutritious, so delicious. That's all it is. But once you become the cracker guy, they don't get rid of you.
No.
I mean, you could have a 20-year run.
Yeah.
No one ever says, first off, when are Triscuits not going to sell?
Right.
It's not like, hey, Corolla screwed up the sales of the Triscuits. Triscuits are always selling. So are Wheat Thins. So are Nilla Wave. They must just sell a billion boxes every year.
Yeah.
So you have no pressure. It's not like, hey, we have the latest ratings on the Triscuits.
Turns out Corolla's cute.
Yeah, in men 18 to 34, he's huge. But in people 12 plus, he's just not moving those Triscuits.
Seacrest is selling the Triscuits, too.
Yeah, right. You don't have that. So no pressure. It's always selling. It's always good. You make a bunch of money. You stay on TV. No one has anything to say about you. It's like, the guy's selling something I love. Sure. Everyone likes the crackers.
To give you an exact example of how correct Carol is, think of Mr. Whipple.
Yeah.
Died on the job. The Maytag repairman died on the job.
Yeah, I feel like that redhead has been hawking Albertsons
forever. Yes. What's her name? Stephanie Edwards.
Light lifting.
Thank you. Light lifting, good money, and all the crackers you can eat in an afternoon.
Yeah.
Mark?
Hey.
You're doing one of our oldies but goodies. This is one we'd mentioned, a year ago, but I think mine, and thus one of my favorites.
From the archives.
Here we go.
Okay, Colonel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Larry Sanders.
Nice. Triad.
Good job with the trifecta, yeah. Deion Sanders and Colonel Sanders is fantastic.
Yeah.
Here's a good one. Let's see. Let's talk to Jody. We must have done this one, but I don't remember it. Jody?
Hi.
Ooh, you sound high.
Isn't that weird? I thought that immediately, and I watched Mike sit up and go like, ooh, like there was a stripper in the room.
Mm.
We all just jumped all over your voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
What do you got going physically?
Well, I'm 5'4", and I'm 110 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Average looking. Decent.
What do you do?
I am a graphic artist.
Mm-hmm.
Like how graphic?
Not that graphic. Just basic stuff. Technical stuff.
Uh-huh. What do you got for us?
I have got Shania Twain and Mark Twain.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah, solid. Oh, here's a good one. And I have one of these. I have half this same name game on our list. Again, same names. Couldn't be further apart. Gary from Oakland.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
Tall, black, beautiful Grace Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Little short monkey Davy Jones.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know. I have Deacon Jones and Davy Jones.
Very nice.
Oh, that's good.
But you know what? Deacon Jones and what's her name? Grace Jones, almost the same guy.
They both are, there's a certain point.
So Grace Jones would kill him and eat him.
Deacon Jones has this thing, and I think Grace has it. And I don't know, listen, I'm no anthropologist, or I'm no scientist, but when you turn a shade of black, where you actually start turning blue and purple, something happens to your eyes, where they get sort of glassy or bloodshot, or I don't know what it is, but Deacon Jones is the world's blackest man, and again, a story I saw, film of him. He was one of the best pass rushers in NFL history, but before they kept statistics on sacks.
Right.
So they don't know how many sacks he had, although if you ask him, he'll tell you the leader. Yeah. He was once describing in some bad 70s archival film with a sit-down interview what his technique was, and they actually outlawed the head slap because of him. It's illegal to come up, slap the opponent in the side of the head, knock him out, and then go rush the quarterback. They don't let you do that anymore. Yeah, there was a lot of punching in the head, and even though they had the helmet on, it would still knock the guy around. And when Deacon was giving a interview, just, you know, from his home, wearing the burnt orange turtleneck sweater that everyone wore in the 70s, and giving the interview, he was mentioning that his technique, the head slap, was very effective, and he said to the person who was interviewing him, I found when you go upside a man or a woman's head, it knocks them senseless for one moment and just enough for you to get by. I love the fact that he added woman, I think he was trying to do the thing that everyone did in the 70s, you know, when you go, you do that thing. It was so obnoxious. Like, you'd go, listen, what I want in our president, I want him to be smart. I want him to be educated. And someone would always stop you and go, him?
Yes.
Him? Yeah. Well, listen, bitch, it's been 35 years and we haven't had any cooch in the office. So right. I was right. You all owe me an apology.
We've had plenty of cooch in the office. It just wasn't the president.
It wasn't attached to the president. Yeah. It was near the president. It was connected to him via certain body parts, but it was not, and certain things that come from Cuba that you smoke, but it was not a woman. But the point is, I think Deacon got caught up in his own retarded way in that sort of political right. correctness of the 70s, but it was funny that he was explaining his rushing technique and decided to say a woman when there's no woman trying to block him in the
right.
NFL.
It's funny because I have ruined our bell curve on sports. Yes, that's right. But I do remember that speech. Him or her.
Or her. Upside their head. The head slap. Drew?
Hey, how's it going?
What do you got for us?
I've got NBA star Mookie Blaylock and Jolene Blaylock.
Yes, the model used to be on Star Trek. What the hell was she on? Deep Space something? Or
yeah, I think Deep
one
Space
of those
right.
shows. She's hot, although I don't know what she's up to these days. All right, we need to take a break. Barry White, Betty White, not going to do better than that. Barry Bonds, James Bond.
Worked hard, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell and Neve Campbell. Bruce is from those movies, yeah.
I did this one on the fly. How's this one? George Washington, father of our country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Isaiah Washington.
Mm. Staying current.
Staying current, yep. Right up there with having to apologize to homos. I mean, my gay community friends.
Same name game, everyone. Outro.
Same name game. Game, motherfuckers. Suck it.
That's rock and roll. We're going to take a quick break. Ooh, when we come back, let me check my list here. That's a good point. Surprise for everyone. There you go. I got a surprise for everyone when we come back. It'll be a surprise for me, too. That's how big a surprise
Yay!
It is. Take a quick break. Back next.
August is the hottest month.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Because they make it that way.
With Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM.
What's up, kids? It's Bonaducci, and you know, I love to get on my hog and do about everything on it. Hell, I've even been known to deliver some Bonaducci bagels. Well, we're going to go on a wild ride, and if you want to roll, go to adamcarolla.com and win a day of cruising with me on some Harleys. And it's all right. You don't have to ride, bitch. You can sit on the back, or you can ride your very own Harleys. Power your very own V-Twin. This ride is powered by Wild Hog, starring Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence on DVD and Blu-ray, August 14th. Own this year's number one comedy today on DVD and Blu-ray, and the studs here at 97.1 Free FM.
Have you seen Land Rover's newest SUV? The groundbreaking LR2. Experience it now during the Land Rover Summer Sales Event, where there are exceptional values on every Land Rover. While you're there, sign up for a chance to win a 2-year LR2 lease, offered exclusively by your participating SoCal Land Rover retailers during the Summer Sales Event. Learn more at lr2lease.com. Promotion ends 8/2/07. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of California 21 or older. See official rules for participating Land Rover Center locations. Void where prohibited.
Okay, so you've heard about the dramatic increase in foreclosures, something like 800% from last year. That can't be good, right? Well, that all depends. Would you like to pick up one of these properties for, say, free? Not one dime from out of your pocket? Well, you can, with Home Solutions and a credit score of 680 or higher. Home Solutions can set you up with a free property under market value for no money. They'll pay all of your title, taxes, escrow, loan fees, appraisal fees, and home warranty. And most Home Solutions properties come with tenants already there. But wait, there's more. You'll also receive 12 months of prepaid mortgage and $5,000 to $10,000 profit at the close of escrow, all without spending a dime. What are you waiting for? Call Home Solutions right now at 800-980-1778. That's 800-980-1778. Home Solutions, 800-980-1778.
Hi, I'm Art Bernstein with a message for all kids under the age of 18. Hey, kids under the age of 18, you want beer and cigarettes? Of course you do. Then come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. It's the only place in town ballsy enough to admit that kids actually love beer and cigarettes, especially under the age of 18. At Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, that's all we carry, beer and cigarettes. And that's all we serve. Kids under the age of 18, preferably double-digit ages, since young kids have a nasty habit of setting themselves on fire every time they try to light up a freaking smoke. Come on, kids under the age of 18. Don't waste time and valuable kid energy hiding in an alley waiting for some drunk to wander by so you can ask him to buy you brews or smokes. You're never going to see that money again. Then what are you going to do? Call the cops on the drunk? Right. Instead, come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, you dummy, where we give kids like you under the age of 18 the respect and the beer and cigarettes that you actually deserve.
Bring your mother's stolen pocketbook to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. Just look for the giant neon smoking baby.
They're the songs you grew up with.
Oh, what do you do with a drunken stripper? What do you do with a drunken stripper?
The songs you had your first kiss to.
Eat steak from a really big steer. Eat steak, eat steak.
The songs West Hollywood loves.
There's no business like show business.
Performed by the man you don't want anywhere near your children.
5'2", eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5'2" could do. These kids have no
Records presents Frosty Stillwell. I Say Ugh.
I Say Ugh.
Includes the hits Drunken Stripper,
Old Man River,
I Feel Queer,
Eat Steak,
and the number one smash that turned him off Tang.
Vaginosis, where the wind comes whipping round the valley and the smell of sour wheat.
Frosty Stillwell. I Say Ugh.
I Say Ugh.
Available wherever young boys are sold.
My name's Rachel, and I'm 10 years old. I like riding my bike, playing soccer, and in 8 years, I'll be an alcoholic. I'll start drinking in middle school, just at parties. My friends will drink, so I will too.
Kids who drink before age 15 are 5 times more likely to have alcohol problems when they're adults.
My parents won't really know what's going on yet. I mean, I'll do okay in school, but when I drink, I'll do some things I don't really want to do. So by the time my parents talk to me about it, alcohol won't be my only problem.
Alcohol affects their judgment and their future. So start talking before they start drinking.
My parents won't believe it could happen to me.
For more information on teens and alcohol, and to learn what you can do, visit the web at stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
And let's talk a little Discovery Channel, which is, if you think I know anything at all, I know most of it from the Discovery Channel. Here's one that's not hoity-toity at all. Has anybody ever seen Dirty Jobs?
Oh, I have.
You don't. I don't really think of that with the Discovery Channel, but when he's cleaning pig vomit, mm-hmm. and I mean the band, you know, it's yeah. It's amazing that there's people who do this stuff for a living, and we couldn't get along without them.
Mike Rowe, the guy who hosts the show, easy on the eyes and the ears.
Not on the olfactory, though.
I got a man. Yeah, no, it's tough on the nose, yeah. But he's. I got a man crush on this guy. He's like funny, he's laid back, he's good looking, and he throws himself right into the mix. It's not, he doesn't stand there and watch the guy shoveling the crap or crawling through the sewer line right. Or getting the roaches out of the infested cheap flea bag motel. He goes in and does it. Tonight. It's cool, and it makes you happy, no matter what you do for a living. I don't care if you're the lowest guy at the totem pole on the worst McDonald's in the United States. You will go back to your place of employment tomorrow morning and kiss your manager.
Right. Now, if you think being the new guy on a radio show sucks because of the hate mail, it's nothing. Nothing compared to Dirty Jobs. Tonight, Mike and the Dirty Jobs crew travel to Michigan. Enough said, really.
Yeah, just Michigan's dirty enough job. 9 o'clock, Tuesdays, the Discovery Channel.
This FM talk.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Dog hair. 3 pennies. A quarter. So far, Jennifer sucked up 93 cents from under the floor mats and seats. And she's only on the driver's side. If she had enrolled in Keep the Change from Bank of America, every purchase she made with her Bank of America Visa check card would be rounded up to the next dollar, and the difference transferred from her checking to her savings. That earring she just lost forever, she bought it for $20.12. That would have put 88 cents into her savings, instead of having it sucked away. The opportunity to save with every purchase, every day. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity. Open a checking account and enroll and Keep the Change today.
Member FDIC, patent pending.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Here's another summer safety tip with the Deaf Frat Guy.
I'm Maverick, the Deaf Frat Guy, here to give you just the tip. There's no better way to enjoy this summer than spending some time camping in the great outdoor. But beware that when amongst nature, you can encounter wild animals, such as bears, snakes, and beavers. Dude, I just totally sent Beaver. Punti is going to laugh his ass off.
Thanks, Mav. Now back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, little life lesson as we try to impart a little knowledge on this show. I was watching the news this morning, seeing how Giuliani and his 17-year-old daughter, who's basically joined Barack Obama's army, online at least. Now, I don't know all the details, but if you look at her online profile, she's joined the Obama camp. This is Giuliani's kid. And I thought, what the? And then I thought, oop, she's a girl. And she's 17, and what do? Get divorced a few years back, and what do? Start seeing another woman, and this is how it goes.
Right.
What happens when you screw with a young male is he joins your camp, and when a guy from the Obama camp shows up, he punches that guy.
Absolutely.
Right. That's how guys express themselves. Guys who have been hurt, guys whose families have been broken, they physically take it out. Sometimes they become even more bonded with their dad that left the family and then take it out on other people, mostly other guys.
I'm a small example of that, I would think. I never liked my dad, viciously violent guy, and I replicated him most of my life.
Women will make you pay.
Yep.
Daddy, if you're going to screw over your daughter, be prepared for porn. Be prepared for if you run for office, she'll be in the camp of the other guy. And when we talk about it, in the news, we never address that. We never address any of the causes of anything. We just talk about the outcome.
Yeah.
Now, we do when it comes to nature. You see, when we notice that the honeybee population is dropping dramatically, all we do is talk about what could possibly cause this. When we talk about bald eagles going away or caribou not migrating, anything in nature, anything on the planet itself. We talk about the polar caps melting and the seas rising and the greenhouse effects and the carbon emissions. We all become scientists.
Right.
Everyone becomes a scientist. The second some daughter lashes out against her husband or father or somebody molests somebody or something about something we step away.
Right.
And we immediately stop investigating. Which is kind of weird that we investigate every single life source and force and every other thing that essentially has a pulse and a heartbeat on the planet, including the planet itself, but never what motivates human beings. He was separated from his second wife in 2000. So the point is he had an affair.
Yeah.
Oh boy. if you're going to have an affair, you need to either kill yourself or kill your daughter, or do yourselves both a favor and kill both of you simultaneously, because there will be hell to pay. I don't care if she's 6 and doesn't realize how affairs work. I don't care if she's 10 and never knew it or doesn't read the newspaper. Believe me, there will be some payback. And the whole Barack thing, when Daddy is getting ready to make his run at the White House, has nothing to do with her being a Barack fan. She's a 17-year-old white chick. Do you think she really knows Barack's politics?
Right.
She don't like Daddy.
She's mad at Daddy.
Well, there's a control group because she's got a brother. He's 21. She's 17. Her brother, Andrew, has now contacted the press saying that his father, Rudy Giuliani, would be a great president. He's my father. He's my blood. Whatever differences we might go through, that any family might go through, I still support him.
Right.
Let's see if I've got this son correct. If you have a son, he's going to back you almost to the point of violence.
He'll still hate you.
Right. Yes, clearly.
Right. Okay, good. I feel better now.
But he'll back you, and somewhere, at some point, you guys will have a few too many beers, and a fist fight will break out when he thinks he's old enough to kick your decrepit ass.
But if you have a daughter and you have an affair, she will get even with you. My brother, one time, there was a girl, a hot girl, on the back of a Harley.
One will, I don't want to cut you off, but one will back you, the other will get on her back and film it.
Right. This girl, beautiful girl, is on the back of a Harley with a big fat guy with a spider tattooed on his stomach, and I said, what the hell is that girl doing? And my brother said, getting even with Daddy.
Right.
Now that you've said that, so would you say it was probably the best idea if I had not had the affair?
You or had an affair when your daughter was 5 or 6.
Yeah, but was it probably a bad idea to do a reality show wrapped around the fact that I had an affair, Adam?
Probably, but...
I can't remember the rules, though. What's best? I kill myself, I kill her, or I think if I remember correctly, the best thing is I kill us both.
You kill both of you, but kill yourself first.
Okay. You know, I'm going to go for that. And then as I'm dying, because I won't get myself on the first shot, I'll go, that bastard. Those will be my last words.
Yes. I have a son and a daughter. And the daughter, here's what it is. I always tell people, the reason couples counseling works is you have to report at the end of every week to somebody, usually a woman who sided with your woman, what transpired during the week. And so somewhere on Tuesday, when you feel like heading out and staying out and playing cards till 4 a.m., you stop yourself because you realize, oh, wait a minute. Friday, I'm going to be sitting in an office and somebody's going to be holding me accountable. When you have a daughter, you should treat it like a therapist, and that couples therapy, and that she'll put everything in the memory bank. Women, they don't remember. They couldn't tell you one civil, my sister could not tell you one Civil War battle ever. Okay. Couldn't tell you the name, probably wouldn't know what century it took place in, seriously, but she could tell you a million horrible things my dad did throughout her childhood. Right. And he never even hit her.
Right.
Just the day she shared a nice piece of information and he ignored it, or the day she wanted her to meet the new boyfriend and he didn't seem to care for him, or whatever little subtlety it is. Women, I'm surprised they're not better in school. Their minds,
like steel traps
with dates and times. It's just they're not interested in long division. They are interested in making your long life more miserable.
Because I'm in a new relationship and just don't really care about any information that I don't need, she now starts every sentence that's about something kind of intimate with, do you remember? Because the answer is always no.
Right.
Like, remember we were at the Coffee Bean and you said that the aroma of this coffee reminded you of some crap I said to get in her pants, basically. Mm-hmm. And she'll say, remember that? And I'm like, no.
No.
How do you possibly remember when and where? How do you know it wasn't Starbucks? She'll know the address of the coffee bean.
Their minds are like computers whose hard drives are filled with memory and thus can't do the computing There's not enough room to add 2 plus 2 because their hard drive is just filled with information.
Well, 2 plus 2 is 5.
See?
I don't appreciate it.
Touche. Hey, so listen, treat your daughters well, and who cares about the son's tea?
Yeah?
The news, baby girl. What's coming up?
Speaking of angry women, Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen, round 2. Just when you thought that ugly divorce had come to an end.
Two of the greatest minds in Hollywood.
Right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
why couldn't they just use their collective genius to cure AIDS or cancer? I can't believe they're haggling in court this way.
It's very
ugly. Shame. It's a shame. It's a shame. She's such a bright, bright girl. We'll take a... and look, she's beautiful, but I'm sure he married her for her brains.
Right, to have long discussions about why Reaganomics failed.
We'll take a quick break. Be back with the news next.
August 18th, I'm taking on some guy named Danny from the Opie and Anthony show in a paintball war. I'm bringing my 12-year-old daughter. You can kick this guy Danny's ass. Guy and man is named Danny. Anyway, I'm looking for a squadron to join me for my paintball war. Log on to AdamCarolla.com so you can brawl alongside me, powered by War, arriving in theaters August 24th, starring Jet Li and Jason Statham.
Adam.
Carolla!
The Adam Carolla Show.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau Carb Index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't metric grams?
Pretty sure all grams are metric, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm cross-referencing the Better Beer Bureau Beer Taste Index. It looks like Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light, too.
Miller Lite has half the carbs of Bud Light and more taste.
The Better Beer Bureau beer indices don't lie, sir.
So I can totally have my cake and eat it, too. Except it's a cake that's got half the carbs of Bud Light. And instead of a cake, it's Miller Lite. And instead of eating it, I'm drinking it.
It's exactly like that, sir. Thanks for calling the Better Beer Bureau.
More taste, half the carbs. Miller Lite. Good call.
Per 12-ounce, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of 3 children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Hey folks, it's Eric for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. I know this summer's seen some incredibly hot days, but it's going to get even hotter Saturday nights. So hot, in fact, they sizzle with Larry Flint's sizzling Saturday cash and car giveaway. Every Saturday night, now through summer, Hustler is giving away fast cash and a chance at an even faster Audi A6, the newest, sleekest edition that's sportier than ever. Visit Hustler Casino Saturdays from 2 p.m. to midnight for your chance to win. Random winners get $200 fast cash, plus they spin for up to $1,000 more. And they can even win a key that could unlock the all-new Audi A6. You've wanted to check out Hustler Casino, so here's your chance. Sizzling Saturday's cash and car giveaway now through summer. Hustler Casino is in the city of Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard and Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for directions and details. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com. Hustler Casino. Real casino, real cash, real close.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
All right, how long have you been embarrassed by that little dent or ding on your car door where the shopping cart ate you? You know, I'm never really like that embarrassed about that kind of thing as I am focused on it. I see it from a mile away. I can't bear it. It's like having one little itchy spot on your arm, but you scratch at it till it bleeds. You know, it's just a little tiny thing, but it drives you crazy. Don't live with it. Go to Earl Scheib Paint and Body. They can fix dents. Did you know they've been fixing dents and stuff like that? Besides painting cars, they've been fixing dents in your car since 1937. I don't know anybody that's been doing anything since 1937. If you do, they're probably really good at it. They've got, I think, 36 locations. I'm going by memory here. I think they've got 36 locations just in Southern California. So you know there's a ton of them. They're buying more paint and Bondo or whatever it is that they need to fix your car than anybody else in the business. It's not a cheap paint job. It's an inexpensive paint job. It's inexpensive bodywork, but it's done by volume. It is the way to go. Paint jobs and bodywork start at $2.59, and satisfaction, by the way, guaranteed. You almost never hear that. Go to www.carpainting.com, and while you're there, enter to win a grand prize in our Dodger promotion, including tickets and a trip to spring training. Earl Scheib, official paint and body shop of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Come on in today.
Miller Lights with CFLs. It'll be like taking 400,000 cars off the road.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
And now, the Adam Carolla Show presents Great Moments in Local News.
All right, a woman makes an alarming discovery. Coming up, we'll show you how she was declared dead. Wait until you hear how long it went on and how she finally found out.
Another great moment in local news. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
I don't envy whoever had to break to that dead woman the news she was dead.
Yeah.
It's never easy.
No.
Done it 1,000 times. I've told maybe millions of corpses, hey, you're dead. And it doesn't get any easier.
I wish really you were dead.
You know, I know I have this reputation about doing things about myself.
What?
But I actually listened to the news report of my death in my car on the way to 11th grade.
Oh, really?
And so did my whole family, or several members of my family.
Mm.
Said I was found dead of a drug overdose. And started playing a compilation of Partridge Family songs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's in my book, so you can say it was checked by all the lawyers at Hyperion and stuff that it really happened. Wow. I was driving down the 405, and they said Danny Bonaducci, once famous kid star from the Partridge Family, was found dead in Van Nuys of a drug overdose.
As if it was yesterday, and I remember Danny telling me the story, saying, when his family, who was in the car with him, was cheering, quiet, I want to hear the rest of the story. Please.
See how it goes.
And to do that thing where he holds his hands out. Come on, people. I'm trying to hear where my corpse is.
Which is safe to do with both hands when you're driving, because I'm already dead.
Sure. Good times. All right, T.
Yes.
The news, baby girl.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Teams of rescuers are frantically attempting to clear debris from underground tunnels this morning in Utah, trying to reach the six coal miners trapped by a cave-in beneath more than 1,500 feet of solid rock. Crews hope drill rigs can punch holes in the mine to improve ventilation and help determine if the miners survived the collapse, which happened yesterday in the early dawn hours. Now, the miners could have been struck by material. They could have been injured or killed. No one knows yet. If they are alive, they would actually have plenty of air because oxygen naturally leaks into the mine. This, according to one of the mine's owners. Also, the mine is stocked with drinking water, so there is some hope there.
Yeah, but they're like 3 miles deep, so it's going to be really tough to get to those guys. Quick little editorial. About 30 years ago, we were trying to build ourselves some nuclear power plants, and all the pussies were chaining themselves to the bulldozers, saying, you know, this it's a first-rate killer and all this kind of stuff. The coal, first off, nobody's ever died in a nuclear power plant. Not on this soil. And we haven't had any. We had 3 Mile Island, and nobody died in 3 Mile Island. We've had no nuclear disasters on this soil, even though it's all we do is talk about it. My entire childhood was just spent with a bunch of hippies smoking weed talking about nuclear disasters. Nuclear power plants don't...
How would I know that?
Yeah, you and Zorback.
How should I know?
Nuclear power plants don't give off the greenhouse, carbon, whatever, ozone killing, whatever. Coal does. So not only since the time we chained ourselves to the bulldozers and haven't built a new nuclear power plant in the last 30 years, hundreds of miners have died in coal. Nobody's died in a nuclear power plant versus hundreds of people dying getting the coal to fire the coal-burning furnace at the coal-burning power plant.
Right.
So those people can be attributed or linked to directly those power plants. They were digging in the ground trying to power the power plant. So we have hundreds of people dead versus no people dead, and we have carbon-emitting, you know, greenhouse-killing smokestacks putting, you know, pluming up this this filth into the atmosphere because of the coal burnt to fire them. Just admit you're wrong, apologize, and then the next thing we argue about, you need to give it to us.
Right.
Because you spent 30 years being wrong and arguing about something.
And there are some people like PETA who would say, well, it was worth the lives of those coal men. And by the way, if you say that, you should just be taken out and shot. But there are people who would say, my cat's valuable as your daughter. And have said that to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so let's say you believe the coal miners lost their lives unjustly. They went down there to ruin our planet. How about the coal fire that's been going on, I believe, in the great state of Oklahoma for 32 years? It's
really?
Underground. I believe it's in Oklahoma. And it's been on fire for over 30 years.
Yeah, that is an interesting story. I don't know where it is, but I do know that underground fire story. Look, I'm just saying, folks, you don't want the greenhouse effects. You don't want workers injured. You don't want. We had an alternative 30 years ago. We haven't built one power plant yet. Your beloved France lives off nuclear power. Maybe it's time to take a look at it. Or is it just impossible in this day of attorneys and litigation and things being held up to ever get that off the ground? In which case, the one thing you didn't want, which is ruining the environment, you have now ruined with coal dust.
Right.
Thank
and
you.
You successfully killed some people, as Adam.
I don't know what the statistics are, but if you go back to 1971 when our last nuclear power plant was built, or whenever it is, early 70s, how many coal miners have died from that point on? It's not all because of the nuclear power plants, but there's quite a few deaths that could be rung up to that versus zero in the nuclear
power
plant.
And as long as we're, like, hopefully making some of you feel the shame you deserve, if there were a nuclear disaster, we wouldn't all be reporting later today about the tapping that's coming from behind the rocks of the people who are still alive, but we won't get to in time, like the last coal mine collapse.
You're talking about the Sago mine disaster that killed 12 miners in West Virginia, and they were hoping to make coal mining safer. Congress tried after that. They assessed some hefty fines for violations, but obviously coal mining is still incredibly dangerous, and hoping and praying for those six miners.
Bad times. Yes, T. What else?
Well, this story may be something Danny can relate to. Story out of Iowa. An Iowa woman who smokes 2 packs of cigarettes a day became so frustrated with her addiction that she actually called the sheriff's department last week and asked them to jail her so she could kick the habit of smoking. She told ABC News, "I've tried everything. I'm only 39 and I smoke 2 packs a day and I just can't breathe. I would do anything in the world to quit smoking. I would go to jail. I'm just so sick of it."
Yeah.
The jail wouldn't take her. No. The jail's overcrowded.
Right. That, by the way, swear to God, that has occurred to me. That and being dropped off at a cabin. Literally, I got to go with 100, 150 miles away from the nearest place to get cigarettes because I'm pretty sure I'd walk. I'd go for 50,
I think. Look, everyone knows you don't just call the sheriff department and tell them to incarcerate you.
Right.
You punch a tranny, you want to go to jail. You don't just go ask somebody nicely to incarcerate you. They're not going to do that. You got to go out, take care of a little business, and then you get incarcerated.
The problem is, I beat the bejesus out of the tranny, and I went, you know, because he had it coming, but the 4 whole hours I spent in jail, I didn't quit.
Oh, really?
Ah, beat up a tranny and still smoked. It was a wasted effort.
But that is, you know, by 1988 standards. Yeah. I don't think you can smoke in the joint anymore, or at least not most of them. T?
Well, I don't like punching anybody, but maybe she could steal something or trespass.
Yeah, there you go. Loiter.
Loiter. Well, she had a second idea.
Loitering.
Loitering. It seems so retro.
What?
Aunt you ass. I loiter. See if I get arrested. For my big stunt.
I'm
not supposed to be here.
I mean, aren't you technically loitering anywhere? Like, when you go to a movie theater and you watch a movie.
Yeah.
And you know there's those a-holes that have to watch the credits. And I'm the guy who gets up and starts running because my attention span has already been 90 minutes of me sitting in one place. I have to get up and leave.
Right.
But they're the guys who watch the credits. The second the credits end, aren't they all loitering?
I'll go with yes.
I would like them all arrested.
Have them all arrested. Well, this woman, this 39-year-old that can't quit smoking, she had another idea. She got some handcuffs and she went to her sisters and she said, "Look, could you just handcuff me inside the bathroom for a week and leave me some food and water?"
Mm-hmm.
And the sisters wouldn't go for it.
Mm.
So it's smoking very difficult.
I'm not going to tell another personal story, so just read my book because the handcuff thing's in there, too.
Definitely not a Jew.
All right, let's get to two more definitely not Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards.
Mm.
Round two of their very, very angry breakup. Now, here's the current story. The New York Post is reporting that Charlie Sheen is preparing to haul Denise Richards into family court to get unsupervised visits with their daughters, Sam and Lola. You've probably seen them all over the magazines. Adorable little girls. Now, currently, he gets to spend time with the kids, but only the visits are supervised by Denise's nanny. And according to Charlie, the nanny can't be trusted. She spies on Charlie, and then she reports back to Denise, and now he's very angry. He doesn't like the arrangement. There are reports that Denise is jealous because he's just gotten engaged to his girlfriend, Brooke Mueller. Anyway, Charlie Sheen decided to air some of his side of the story on ET, and here he is describing some of the things he's angry about, including the current nanny arrangement.
"We would like to have that be our choice, our decision, whether or not we include help, whether or not we involve a nanny. And when we do, it's somebody that we have chosen, not somebody that if at times we'll go back and talk about the things that happened or didn't happen, real or imagined."
Now here's where he's
tormented.
Wait till I know he sounds. There's a lot of sighing. He drops a kind of a creepy bombshell on ET. This took me by surprise. Here he is again being interviewed on Entertainment Tonight.
"There's been reports saying that Denise wants more children, and she wants you to be the father. Is it a rumor? Is there truth to those reports?"
"They are true."
"You're saying you have proof of that?"
"I do. Yeah, I do."
So he's saying that she wants to have another baby with him, despite
the fact he's the world's greatest dad.
Right.
And his dad did a wonderful job with him, evidently, as well.
Wow, that's wild.
Isn't that?
I got to tell you, unless you have done something to harm your children specifically, I mean, they're not the moral cops. It really, I would be greatly offended, and Gretchen could have gotten away with this had she said, you know what, he's a recovering addict, he's this, he's that. She probably could have gotten that. And I have complete, total rights to my kid. She didn't throw that card. She didn't get mad enough. I think Denise Richards is just mad. There's no reason. I've heard no allegations that says Charlie Sheen shouldn't be able to see his children unsupervised.
You have unsupervised visits with your kids.
Of course. 100% visitation rights.
Well, just quickly, here's a happy wedding story. You know Houston Rocket Yao Ming?
Hold on a second. Yes? How does... I know somebody from the court just physically sits there, but
yep.
You want to talk about the most uncomfortable gig on the planet? I'm just going to chaperone some father with his son. You know what I mean? I mean, the sort of most intimate, sacred of all bonds and relationships is a parent with the child. There's the 4-year-old child, there's the 41-year-old pops or moms, and then there's the stooge that got 46 grand a year from the court who's just going to sit there.
I don't believe it's uncomfortable for them. From what I've
you
seen,
don't.
No. I think they play it hard. I think they let you know who's large and in charge, and your destiny with your own child is in their $46,000 hand.
But you still have to physically just sit there in the room, right?
And knit, read the paper, whatever, and report. But you're powerful.
Well, no, you're powerful, but it just has to be uncomfortable.
Yes. I think for the supervised parent more than anyone else, I'd feel so much shame.
It's weird. Yeah, the supervised parent can't be happy. The kid can't be happy. And really,
nobody can be happy.
I'm just saying, when I taught traffic school, everyone in my class hated me.
Right.
Because... A was a comedy traffic school, and that wasn't funny. So they pay an extra $16. They could have went to Sears, but they went to Let Us Amuse You. Let Us, L-E-T-T-U-C-E.
It's good
stuff.
Right, that should have been a tip,
guys. Because, you know, when you think traffic safety, you think salad.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know,
it's
a funny little twist.
Yeah,
they hated me only because I was teaching traffic school, even though they got the ticket 4 months earlier, 100 miles away. They had to kill a Saturday in Norco at the YMCA, and I was the guy who represented that. Now, you become worse than a meter maid in life in that, yes, you guys had a horrible fight. Yes, you were pumped up with Vicodin. Yes, you hit the old lady with a beer bottle. And now I have to stand in your living room, but you still resent me.
Right.
You don't resent yourself. You resent me. And the guy who's standing in the living room, I can feel the father or the mother, whoever's being supervised, I'm sure they can feel them just slicing them up with their eyes, you know, like when the dad said, you know, when the kid says, I want to go to Travel Town and look at the trains. And then the guy slowly turns to the guy who's getting $40,000 a year in the bad suit and says, would it be okay? The back of the SUV. Just horrible for the parent, angry for the parent, but uncomfortable for that poor guy who has to just stand
my
there.
Job,
yes.
Man.
I should say that in this case, the supervision is being done by a nanny, but the nanny is Denise Richards' nanny.
Yeah, it's a spy, though. It doesn't matter.
Look, let's just invent an ankle.
Mary Poppins was a nanny, and she could fly.
Let's invent some kind of ankle bracelet for supervision so it doesn't have to be uncomfortable.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, everything is getting weird and uncomfortable. Let's just automate it somehow. Yeah. We have an ankle bracelet for when you leave the house. We have one now for boozing.
Right.
Let's just have one for when you raise your voice to your kid or show him pornography.
Sure.
Let's just add a third ankle bracelet.
Wait, we need the one for pornography?
Not for when I look at pornography.
Okay. Right.
So it actually
I chew that off like
a
coyote.
Yeah.
You're talking about
2 hours in.
You're talking about a daddy cam.
Yeah. Basically, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is. Just one more thing that straps to your ankle. And as a matter of fact, again, I spoke earlier. I'm no anthropologist. But I say people, celebrities' children in the future will be 8 foot tall because their ankles will be they'll have 2 foot of ankle because they'll have to evolve to accommodate more ankle braces. Lindsay Lohan's children are going to have slightly longer ankles than our kids are, and then their kids will get more ankle braces. They'll be like those native women. those women in Africa wear those neck chains. Yes, absolutely. They keep their neck gets longer. I say that 5,000 years from now, the celebrity kids, celebrities' kids will be walking around, be 9 foot tall and have 34 ankle bracelets on.
Thank you for leading me into my next story, which I will make brief.
Well, hold on a second.
Yes.
Why don't we, I just got this new, We're going to have Jerry Rice on the phone. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I will make it brief. Houston Rocket Yao Ming.
Yeah.
Talk about some kids that are going to have a long, long, long leg to put as many ankle bracelets as you could possibly want. Yao Ming is 7'6".
Mm-hmm.
He just got married in Shanghai on Monday, yesterday.
To Shaq.
To his lady friend. I believe her name is pronounced Ye Li. Mm-hmm. She's 6'2".
No way.
Yeah, yeah, she plays on the Chinese women's national basketball team. So they will have some very tall, very athletic children.
Good times.
Yeah,
congratulations. A rebirth of the Ming Dynasty when it comes to the NBA in 15 years.
Well said. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Tomorrow's news. Today, Teresa Strasser. You, CNN.
That is one of those things when your dad is Yao Ming. He's a freakishly tall Chinese guy, and your wife, the woman, is normally... When you have a boy or a girl, your friends, your neighbors, your family, they don't care. They'll love the child. It'll be one of those, hey, I had a boy. Hey, congrats. Hey, I had a girl. Hey, find out. But if they give birth to a girl, everyone's going to be like,
it would be nice
to have a 6'11" Chinese 14-year-old running around the house.
It seems like it's nice to be tall. Like a woman who's 6 foot looks statuesque.
6 foot, but that is the, well.
Is that the cutoff?
That is the cutoff. I mean.
For any nationality?
Yeah, well, I'll give the Swedes an extra 3 inches just because I like to roll that way. But a Chinese woman...
I'll give the Swedes an extra 3 inches,
yeah,
too.
Look, whatever the median height is of your culture, Chinese ironically being smaller, if the average Chinese woman is 5'4", then 5-6 inches taller than average is cool. A foot and a half is now into the freak zone.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take our butt if it's a boy...
No limit.
I'm going to collect it and raise it as my own. Yeah, I got Chinese in it. Corolla! It's a come on, Corolla's an old Corolla dynasty.
You haven't heard of it?
Yeah, I've not seen the vase. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Jerry Rice. Talk about good genes.
Yeah.
All-pro wide receiver Jerry Rice in the Hall of Fame. Or if he's not, he's going any year now. Yeah. He's a lock for, I don't know, 09. We'll take a quick break. Jerry Rice next.
Hey, it's Danny Bonaducci, and I just love getting on my hog and doing just about everything on it. Hell, I even do the Corolla show and deliver Bonaducci bagels and stuff to Nicole Richie. Well, if you want to spend a day on your hog with me, go to AdamCarolla.com right now and sign up to win a day of cruising with me and some Harleys. That's right, powered by the number one hit comedy, Wild Hog, starring Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence on DVD and Blu-ray August 14th.
What are you doing in fat on a beautiful hot mug of summer day anyway?
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. There's more coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. Tom Likas, free to say what you're already thinking.
I've been married for 7 years. We have 8 years. We have a 7-year-old little boy. 3 days before he was born was the last time I had sex.
Why do you tolerate that?
I've grown to live that way.
Yeah, but why?
Because of internet porn, I suppose.
So you would rather just log on to websites than get a divorce?
I'd rather get laid, honestly.
Are you stupid?
The Tom Likas Show, weekday afternoons at 3 on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, what a perfect segue into Travel Worm. Here we go with TravelWorm.com, offering the best rates, the most attractive destinations, guaranteed. One of the leading travel online travel agencies for over a decade now. I'll let you know they know what they're doing. TravelWorm.com has direct relationship with the hotels and the hottest destinations, passing along those savings to you. I know this from personal experience. I use them exclusively. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell you straight up, I don't take any money from Travel Worm for endorsing them. They save me money every time. I don't even need to tell them anything. What they do is they take care of my arrangements 100% and save me, I would say, between $300 and $700 every time I go anywhere for a gig. That's how I work with Travel Worm, because they save me so much money. That's the way I go with getting compensated. That's how well they work. Check them out. Go to it. See if I'm making this up, because you know you can contact me anytime. They're one of the ones I back 1,000%. Travelworm.com, San Diego. Hotel Del, as I like to call it. Hotel Del Coronado. Totally, like, exclusive place, but you can get a Sunday free in August with a four-night stay. Hawaiian Islands, we all stayed, where the hell did we stay? Oh, the Royal Lahaina, it was great. You can get a free Tuesday with a five-night stay. Vegas, you can go to Lowe's Lake, Las Vegas. All kids, camp day free. How's that? It's all over the place. Go to travelworm.com or dial 1-888-321-WORM. That's 1-888-321-WORM.
If you're a man between 18 and 60 and have no major medical problems, are in good health, and live in the L.A. area, you may qualify for a new investigational research study. The L.A. Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor-UCLA is looking for healthy men who have no major psychiatric illness and no drug or serious alcohol abuse within the last 12 months. This research study is investigating the effects of a new anti-anxiety medication on the production of sperm. The study includes a total of 14 visits in a period of 10 months. Qualified participants will receive no-cost study-related medical care throughout the study. Visits will include physical exams, EKGs, blood tests, and semen analysis. You will receive final compensation for your time and travel expenses up to $1,350, depending on the number of visits you complete. Call 310-222-8172 to learn more. That's 310-222-8172, 310-222-8172. Or log onto their website, labiomed.org, and click on Clinical Studies. Because you want to meet the love of your life now, Selective Search, Inc. is the nation's leading upscale boutique personal matchmaking firm. Renowned for its proven executive recruitment matchmaking model, Selective Search has the highest success rate in the industry, a product of the company's proven Meet Your Future process. For high-caliber, commitment-minded singles, Selective Search takes the labor out of finding love. Hand-picked introductions, access to over 25,000 exceptional sought-after singles, your own personal recruiter, screening, filtering, and interviewing the must-meet individuals to present to you. All their efforts are focused on matching you with the person you'll want to spend the rest of your life with. Log on to selectivesearch-inc.com or 866-592-1200, selectivesearch-inc.com or 866-592-1200.
If you're trying to overcome weak or short-lived erections without success, Boston Medical Group has the answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Barry Buffman, one of the doctors of Boston Medical Group. Most of my patients have tried Viagra or similar products with little success. In less than an hour, I can demonstrate how simple and effective a real solution can be.
Approximately half of the men who try the common ED pills don't get consistent results, and the benefits of herbal or over-the-counter supplements are far less predictable. So if these pills are not helping you, don't despair. Boston Medical Group's proprietary treatment is personalized to suit your individual need and expectation. Don't let weak or short-lived erections affect your relationship for another day. Call Boston Medical Group at 866-916-4003 for a private and confidential appointment. You can restore your sexual confidence from just one visit. Call 866-916-4003. That's 866-916-4003 or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Hey, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a resort? And what about you don't have to pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas' five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Tahiti Village wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, and showcase their newest resort in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 888-70-VEGAS, right now. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can you say high roller treatment, baby? So call 888-70-VEGAS for all the exciting details and other fantastic offers. That's 888-70-VEGAS. Call now.
Hey, streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now, after 20 professional NFL seasons, 13 Pro Bowls, and 3 Super Bowls with the San Francisco 49ers.
Hello, my name is Jerry Rice. Please don't try to guard me because you pay the price. I move so fast, I'll give you a buzz. You be thinking that you're next to me. Thought you were a
Number 80, Jerry Rice on the Adam Carolla Show.
Did we learn nothing from the Super Bowl shuffle?
That's what I thought that was.
Well, it was, but it must have been, I don't know, 4 years later. Jerry Rice?
Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that.
What year was that from?
Bad memories.
What do you mean no one raps like Steve Young? Mormons Mormons are some of the greatest rappers on the planet. Everyone knows that. Everyone.
Donny Osmond's remix of They Called It Puppy Love, 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 Love.
Everyone who went to BYU is a great rapper.
Guys, but look, I put the lyrics down on that right there. You got to give me a pop on that.
Well, like a bad haircut or a bad sweater from the past, we'll give you a pass on that one. Jerry Rice, I'm a huge fan of football, professional football, and thus a huge fan of Jerry Rice, even though I watched for many years as you destroyed my beloved Rams.
Yeah! I used to love those Rams, man.
There was a Monday night football game.
That was my coming out party.
Yeah, there was a Monday night game somewhere in the late 80s, and we, meaning the Rams, were finally putting a beating on the almighty Niners.
I don't remember that.
Well, that was during the first half. And we must have been up 27-10 or something like that in the second half, Rice and Taylor.
Right. Yeah, we came back.
They came back. And I'll tell you, the guy who doesn't get his due, which is the guy you played on the other side of the field from, which is John Taylor.
I give him his due all the time. I'm always telling people that this guy could have went anywhere else and became a starter. He was a great athlete, and he did wonders for me because if they doubled me, John made plays. You know, he put points on the board, then that would take that double coverage off me.
Take the pressure off you.
Exactly.
Yeah, he was a strong runner after he caught the ball. Jerry Rice is also one of these inspirational guys who came from Mississippi Valley State, a small school, to dominate the NFL. He had good tools, but I think it was his work ethic that set him apart. Would you agree, Jerry Rice?
Yeah, it was my work ethic, and I always felt, even when I made it to the NFL and I was having success in the NFL, that it was always somebody watching me. And I think it was that fear of failure that kept pushing me and molded me into the player that I am today. So I continued to work on the football field, and I had a great time.
Well, can I ask you this, Jerry? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but at the beginning you had to work very hard to become Jerry Rice. At a certain point, you were Jerry Rice, and then people expected more out of you, thus you had to keep up the work, right?
Well, I expected more out of myself, you know, so I never got complacent. And, you know, I talked to so many guys now, and even when I was playing, guys, they were wondering why I was working so hard. Why are you working so hard? You know, you're the man.
Right.
Now, you're the man. You know, you should just kick back and smell the flowers, but I wanted more. I wanted to be a leader, and also I wanted to touch a lot of lives, and I wanted kids to look at me as a role model. So, you know, I felt like there were, it was a certain standard that you had to live by, and I think that's why I dedicated myself to the game.
Well, just for fun, just because it'll make us all laugh, do you remember when you entered the league, and I don't know if it was 84, 85?
85, dropping balls?
85. No, not dropping balls. What was your first paycheck? What did you get signed for? Because the 49ers weren't on fire back then, and you're coming out of Mississippi Valley State. Do you remember what your first year was?
My first paycheck, I think I was around that 1.5 mark or something like that. So it was not shabby. It was pretty good. It was very.
I was waiting for some hard luck stories.
How many?
Hey, buddy, but you know the thing is, I pretty much it was never about the money for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it was that I loved the game and I enjoyed going out there entertaining so many people on that given Sunday and to have people to come up to me after the game and say, hey, look, you know, I played the game right along with you. You know,
mm-hmm.
But when you caught that pass and you went 95 yards, I was running right along.
Yes, that's how I felt about you on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God. You have to throw that in there, huh?
I was dancing with you.
I was rapping with you a minute ago.
And the work ethic showed there, too.
But you are really good on dancing.
Hey, thanks for dancing with me, you know.
That's Teresa, by the way.
Because I needed all of the help I could get on that show. And it was a great show, but I didn't think it was going to be so challenging at first. And I thought exit early. But nah, they decided to prolong the pain.
No, America loved you, man. America loved you.
You almost won.
Well, can I ask this? And it's
almost won. I won no matter what.
You're damn right. I love your attitude, man. Especially when you were talking about your work ethic. Is there? There's a player on the 49ers now, and I know nothing about sports. I just happen to know a little bit about this guy, except his name escapes me at the moment. He's a tight end right now.
Vernon Davis.
Vernon Davis.
He's a freak, man. 4'3".
Do you think because of his size he shows the work ethic that you showed, or do you think that nobody lives up to your standard out of work hard, play right?
Man, I was insane. I don't know if anyone is going to be able to really touch that because I wanted it. I was so hungry and I was so determined. I think because I had so many things motivating me too, coming from a small, predominant black school, Mississippi Valley State. I didn't want to let anyone down there. Then I didn't want to let my father down, which my father would take me to work with him during the summer. And he was a very tough, demanding man. So I didn't want to let him down. And also Bill Walsh, the deceased Bill Walsh right now.
Well, here's a good question for you, Jerry. And, Jerry wouldn't take vacations. He would immediately start training again when the season ended.
I admire that.
And that's how he became a champion. But now, your father did what for a living, Jerry?
My father was a bricklayer, and
right.
I would go to work with him during the summer, and if I didn't do my job back in Mississippi, we got disciplined,
Right. Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Your father was a bricklayer, and my father didn't make any money either, but now we're rich. You see, your kid's father is a Grammy Award-winning rapper and used to play some football, too,
right,
I understand.
Right, yeah.
The point is, how do you give your kids the eye of the tiger? They're not hungry like a young Jerry Rice was.
This is what, Rocky II?
I've wondered that, too, because, you know, like Jerry was saying, his father was a bricklayer and his kid's father is Jerry Rice.
How do you give your kids that hunger, that desire, that discipline?
I think it's automatic for them, and my kids are very good kids, and they're not spoiled. They know that they have to go out there and earn everything. And
right. Lionel Richie told me the same thing 12 years ago.
Don't even put me in there.
At least you got your blood coursing through your kids.
That's right.
Yeah. So you know, with my kids, they know that they have to respect people, and if they don't respect people, they get disciplined.
But how are they going to be hungry? How are they going to have that fire in their belly when they have a 60-inch plasma screen and surround sound in their room? You know what I mean? All the food they want in central air. How do you give them that?
I think you just instill that in them. And my kids right now, my son, he's playing football and he's also playing basketball and he's very competitive.
How old is your son?
He's 16. He wants to make his own mark, and
Jerry
I have a 20-year-old daughter, and she wants to do the same thing. So, I think it has just to do with the parents.
It's got
to
be rough on the son who's playing football with every single coach going, is your dad here? Did your dad drop you off? Is your dad going to pick you up? Is your dad coming to the game on Friday? Tell your dad.
The thing about that is, guys, but when I go, I'm just a dad.
Yeah, I know, but sure. It's still like they're probably the receiver coach gives your son a football and goes, son, I want you to hang on to this football. I want this football to be your best friend. I never want to see you without it. I want your dad to sign it. Then I want you to bring it back to me. Okay? Jerry is here to talk about All-Pro Football 2K8. It's a new video game from 2K Sports, by the way. It is in stores now. It'll work on Microsoft 360 or PlayStation 3.
Something I know a little bit about. That almost never happens simultaneously.
Oh, you almost usually always one have or the other.
Yes. So the fact that means everybody wanted this. That means I have two young children who are in the video game age. I may know little about sports, but I know the video games. And when they come out on Microsoft and PlayStation simultaneously, that means everybody said, I want it, I want it, I want it. That never happened. So this must be fantastic graphics.
Jerry?
Well, you know, buddy, the last game they made, it was 2K5.
Right.
And it sold like over 3 million copies. Right. And you're talking about real-life football. It looks so real. And last time I was on the football field, it was like, I think it was like around 2004 or something like that. And now I see myself on the football field again. And it looks so real. And I'm happy to really be back out there. And also, I look good.
I look good,
and they have me talking a little bit of, you know, a little smack, and I'm excited about that. But you know, you're gonna have like Joe Montana, Derek Thomas, Johnny Unitas, Mike Singletary.
So all the greats, all the legends.
All of these legends, man, and it's just unbelievable. And I think 2K8 did a fantastic job. EA Sports, you know, they sell a lot of titles, but with TK Sports, I think. You know, the titles and they also get better reviews and the IGN poll picked 2K Sports over EA Sports, you know, quality wise.
It is.
And I'm glad to be a part of this.
The thing that's got to be surreal when they're doing the legends now is you getting schooled by a guy who's dead.
Right.
I would point that out if I did school somebody I was playing against. You just got sacked by Derek Thomas. He died in a car crash 6 years ago. Right. That's how bad you are.
It's amazing, man. This game is just unbelievable, and you can pick whatever team you want, I had a chance to play the game. They have jet fighters, fighters flying
over the stadium, like in the Super Bowl and all that.
Serious, man. It's a great game, and it's just like you right there in the stands. At a real football game.
Well, good times. Jerry, come see us in person whenever you're out in Los Angeles.
You got it, buddy.
You absolutely rock.
Jerry Rice, one of the all-time greats. And again, here's the message to everybody. Jerry Rice was about the same size as everyone else on the field. He was a little thinner, maybe an inch taller. Not much. No big deal. Foot speed, about average for a wide out. Everyone is fast. He didn't have exceptional speed. Hands, good, but Steve Largent probably had better hands. He didn't have more physically than anyone else he played against. He just had the discipline. He was always in the right place. He never missed a route. His focus was amazing. When there was a big game to play, he played big every time, and now he's heading to the Hall of Fame.
It's guys like that that make me wish I knew something about sports. I knew who he was when they said the name Jerry Rice. But it's guys like that went, man, I'm really actually missing out on something not knowing more about sports.
The thing is it's applicable to all parts of life. Like if somebody said, hey, who do you want running your company, Jerry Rice? Or this guy'd say, I don't care what this guy knows about business. I want Jerry Rice in there. He's going to work the hardest.
I felt when I watched Dancing. Stacy Keibler, better extension, more dance experience.
Very true from the WWE. Huh? All right, we need to take ourselves a...
What is with the jewels?
She picked the one subject I know less about than football, and that's Dancing with the Stars.
I know.
Just sit here, be quiet.
Hold on a second. If somebody, like if you're just the guy sitting in an office and you're making the schedule out for the 05 TV season, yeah. And someone says, well, here's a little magnetic thing you're going to put up on the board. It says Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, ballroom dancing.
Ballroom dancing with, we say the stars, but we mean C-list celebrities.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And the first round passed.
Yeah.
The two Coreys passed.
Yeah, we're ended up Drew Lachey.
We ended up with Drew Lachey and one of the chicks from the WWE.
Right.
You would have said, look, let's just go ahead and pull this off the board right now. This is not going to work. First off, ballroom dancing?
Yeah, Lisa Rinna doing the Pasadoble?
Nobody ballroom dances, let alone knows who these people are, who's doing a thing they don't do.
Yeah, the only thing worse than ballroom dancing is watching somebody ballroom dance, and the only thing worse than watching someone ballroom dance is watching a celebrity's not-so-famous brother not do it so well.
Right.
And I would have stood up on the desk, and I would have dropped my pants, just, you know, because that means all eyes.
Right.
And I would have said, I stake my reputation. It's impossible that this is not going to work, and I would have been fired.
Yeah.
That's
no, you
the way been. It would have worked. And then I would have said the same thing about the singing bee
Number one last week.
I would have said, what is going on? And the real question is why is my mind 180 degrees off of the public and the truth?
Because you're smart. I feel bad. Mm. I feel bad saying that, but the fact of the matter is, ask every guy on the unemployment line at all three major networks that passed on American Idol.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Smart, but here's the deal.
Too smart. I hate this expression, too smart for your own good. But in this case, if you were the TV exec, you are.
Too smart for my own good, but here's where you don't want to be. All right, let me say this.
Everyone, oh, I thought you were done because I was
smart. It seemed like I should have gone out with too smart.
Yeah.
But I'm now going to reach around and punch myself in my not-so-smart head, which is you want to be either ultra, incredibly, super, diabolical, genius smart, or dumb as a stump, let's go put down some corn dogs and watch some NASCAR and watch Dancing with the Stars. You don't want to get caught in between.
No.
Caught in between is neither on the beach or out in open water. It's getting pummeled by the surf. I may be getting pummeled by the surf. I'm smart, but not open water smart. See, when you become super smart,
yeah.
You become so smart that you can tell exactly what dumb people want to see.
Right.
That becomes a certain form of genius. Mm-hmm. You have dominion
right.
over people. You're so smart. I'm just smart enough to be bothered by stupid people. I can't make a nickel off of
it. I think I can help you here because I have got certain people convinced that I'm really smart, that I retain a ton of information.
Mm-hmm.
I cheat. And I'm going to go ahead and confess because I'm assuming she's still asleep. My girlfriend's a school teacher and knows stuff about stuff and thinks I'm really smart. And the other day she wanted to go to LACMA.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I did?
Mm.
Went the day before.
No. And by the way, for those who don't live here,
Picked a section.
Yeah.
I didn't try and be a know-it-all.
Right.
Picked a section that I'd never even seen before, never even heard of. And I decided this is the section I'm going to know something about
That's
when we
good.
Come here tomorrow.
Yeah,
so I'm
going to
go from across the museum. I'm going to say, oh, this is so-and-so. I believe that's the name of that, I think, is so-and-so. I'm going to go around, 1867, he painted that. And I'll be off by a year, because what the hell?
That you'd look it up.
And she'll just go, wow. And then I'll know three more and go back to being a regular tourist who doesn't have to know that much. But that's you just cheat. And I think anybody who can cheat really well is just as smart as the guy who sat down, read it, and retained it. If you can cheat and get a perfect score on your SAT and not get caught, you deserve to be the CEO as much as the guy that studied.
On one hand, it's diabolical, so I have to tip my hat
Thank
to you.
You.
On the other hand, you're breaking one of my first rules of relationships, which is expenditure of energy. You're actually burning calories.
Yeah.
It's worth it to me.
Not in bed. You're actually doing things for the relationship outside of the relationship, and I don't respect that. I'm sorry.
What he did was a dry run so he could get more wet ones.
Right. Recon.
Wow, you're good.
Poontang Recon.
Damn right.
All right.
She went home and boned the smart guy that day.
We will take ourselves a quick break. Ah, good news. Little Angel Adam, Devil Danny.
Perfect timing.
It's been a while. 866-901-ADAM. You have a dilemma slash problem. We will give you both sides of the coin. Angel Adam, Devil Danny next.
I'm taking on some guy named Danny from the Opie and Anthony show in a paintball war. I'm bringing my 12-year-old daughter. You can kick this guy Danny's ass. The guy's a man. His name's Danny. Anyway, I'm looking for a squadron to join me for my paintball war. Log on to AdamCarolla.com so you can brawl alongside me, powered by War, arriving in theaters August 24th, starring Jet Li and Jason Statham.
In the hot month of August.
Adam Carolla.
The hottest of them all.
An adult motion picture.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station, 97.1 Free FM.
The dog days of August are approaching, which means it's time for Tom Likas to let the hot chicks loose at the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, yeah.
Friday afternoon, it's the Tom Likas Summer Splash, live from the Playboy Mansion, with special musical guest Yellow Card.
Let me light up.
Be here Friday afternoon at 3 when the professor holds a special class right there in Hef's backyard.
The oh-so-satisfied.
Powered by Mickey's Big Mouth Beer, Santa Monica Subaru, and us. 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Hey, T, as a matter of fact, I just did this a couple minutes ago. The tried to look smart thing.
Yeah.
Remember I asked Brian the name of that tight end on the San Francisco 49ers? Well, I forget his name now, unfortunately. But he's 6'3". He weighs 253 pounds. He's a tight end. He's in Muscle and Fitness, not in a sports magazine. It's in the current Muscle and Fitness. Well, that's how I look like I know something I don't really know anything about. But if you look also in the current Muscle and Fitness, you'll see this thing called the perfect push-up. And this is something I really do know something about. I'm a certified personal trainer. I owned my own gym. I really do know something about how to stay fit. I stay at 8% body fat, which at 47 ain't easy, kids. There's this thing called the perfect push-up. They're rotating handles. They kind of look like when they flatline and they go clear, zap. They look like that. But they make it so you can do a regular push-up beyond where the floor would be. But you can also twist them at angles, hitting a different part of your shoulders, chest, delts, tries, everything. You can also put them on chairs and dip. It's possibly, it's one of those diabolically genius things because it's two handles on a rotating pad. It's nothing that special, but it's the only one out there that does it all. You can do almost every part of your body, including your abs, interestingly enough, with what they call, too simply, in my opinion, the perfect push-up. Go to the perfect push-up, www.perfectpushup.com. Order the perfect push-up, get the DVD, and get ripped up fast.
Have you seen the hottest?
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride what they sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week, Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
Are you tired of living with back pain? Have you tried everything from a chiropractor to surgery to your grandma's home remedies and nothing gave you lasting relief? Well, last weekend on Free FM, Dr. Jennifer Jara told you about an amazing new procedure called non-surgical spinal decompression. It's a new procedure with FDA clearance that can heal chronic pain without drugs or surgery. Dr. Jara's new treatment stretches your spine, releasing pressure, and puts your spinal discs back in place without cutting you open, and even better, without manual chiropractic adjustments. If you'd like to be pain-free without surgery or medication, call 800-749-7705. The next 37 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation, free examination, and one free treatment. Call 800-749-7705. That's 800-749-7705. And tune in to Cracking Down on Pain, hosted by Dr. Jara, every Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
More than likely, you're sitting at your computer right now trying to make a living. And every 2 weeks, you get your paycheck just to watch most of it go to things like gas, utilities, and other stuff. Where's the fun in that? A great deal would be a welcome treat right about now, huh? Well, check out what Wienerschnitzel has for you. A free world-famous chili dog. Just click open your browser and hit the Wienerschnitzel logo for a free chili dog when you buy another at regular price. Talk about getting your money's worth. Two plump, juicy hot dogs covered with the delicious Wienerschnitzel chili for the price of one. Too bad they don't make computers, huh? And once you get there, it gets even better with their $2.99 chili dog combo. You get a plump, juicy hot dog covered with the delicious Wienerschnitzel chili, a regular order of crispy golden fries, and a refreshing medium drink of your choice for a measly $2.99. But hurry. Deals this good won't last forever. Only at the home of America's most wanted hot dog, Wienerschnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste. Offer good for a limited time only at participating locations.
The biggest threat to freedom isn't the next corporation involved in a scandal. It's not covert government operations, or even politicians. The most immediate, persistent, avoidable threat to your freedom is you. You're the only one that can keep yourself from voting, from writing a letter to your congressman, from reading a newspaper. Listen, take advantage of your rights. Learn how at explorefreedomusa.org. Your freedom thrives only when you use it. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
97.1 KLSX, free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Let's check Adam's voicemail on the Adam Carolla Show.
Those are for Angel Adam and Devil Danny. My problem is my husband hasn't had sex with me in over 5 years, and he lives in another country. He's coming to visit me. What should I do if he tries to initiate sex, and it's not exciting? Should I find a boyfriend?
Call 866-901-ADAM. Now back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, 866-901-ADAM, Angel Adam, Devil Danny, you have problems, you have dilemmas, you have quandaries. We will solve them.
Got a moral dilemma? Ask Angel Adam.
Do not cheat in wedlock. It will haunt you.
Or Devil Danny.
Climbing over their corpses to the top of the food chain.
Start at the top. Speak to Mason from Portland. Mason?
Yeah, hey, Adam. How you doing?
Good. And, you know, we don't talk too much good or bad ratings on this show, probably because we'll mostly be bad. But number one in Portland.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Every morning, man. Every morning. Hey, nothing else talk.
Thanks, but Mason, it's not just you. It's other folks you work with and other folks on the street. So
yeah, and some of them might not have said, when we say thanks for making us number one, wouldn't have replied with, well, there's nothing else on.
Hey, man, your mug's on the side of buses out here, man.
Well, I want you to give it a black eye and a pirate mustache.
You're asking for that.
Number one. And the pirate mustache, I don't mean with a Sharpie. I mean the way Bill does it on the weekends.
Oh, no.
There is a move called the pirate mustache in the gay community, T.
Yeah.
That's why they wear the eye patch. Yeah. That's all I can say.
And the show has reached a new low.
Three eye patches, not enough.
Number one in Portland or off the air everywhere if you go further with the pirate move.
Yes. Yep. When you
I'll make sure you're my next work art.
When you hear Bill yell, landlubber from across. what's our gay bar called?
Oh, the Mr. Fister.
When you hear when it's a crowded happy hour, boys' night at Mr. Fister, and you hear landlubber from across the bar, that means it's time to fight or go home. That's the way Bill rolls. All right, so sorry, Mason.
Yeah,
that's right. Go ahead.
My thing says I'm a white guy in the ghetto. It goes a little bit above that. I've been in, I'm a glassblower. I leased out a basement place to do my workshop. I just found out yesterday I have like a Black Panther marching anti-white army above me doing like drills at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, chanting some crazy stuff. Like it's me and my girlfriend in the basement.
So you rented, you're an artist, you're a glass blower.
I make pipes and water pipes and whatnot.
You're doing the Lord's work by making hash pipe for underage kids. And you do the thing where you put on the stick and you put it in the furnace and you blow the glass out. And so you have
inside the glory hole.
You have to get yourself some sort of loft or warehouse or something in a not too great part of town so that you can have some space to apply your trade. And you're saying there's a group, like a militant black group, that's above you in the
correct
same dwelling?
They're nice looking church by day. And I've been here for months, and you know, I usually have my fans and my radio and you going, and mm-hmm. you know, you can just hear muffled sounds and stuff. Well, I go into my shop yesterday, my fans and my music isn't on, and I can hear the drills all of a sudden. I came in late last night, and all of a sudden I'm hearing stuff like, left face stomp, what is the black man? Sure, the black man is the opposite of a white man, the enemy of the black man, blah, 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 and I'm like, whoa.
Today is a bad.
Hold on. Is this call coming from Portland or the 70s?
Oh, I'm freaking out.
Huey Newton's up there wearing a beret with a huge fro.
And he just said he was freaking out.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. He says he yelled freak out.
Yeah.
Freak out.
And there's Black Panthers
guys
marching.
Freak out. Holding a fist above him.
He's blowing glass.
He's blowing something.
Well, I guess the question overall
is... Yeah, I don't get the question.
I don't get the question.
I think he wants to know whether to move out of his predominantly black neighborhood now, Mason.
Yeah, well, I'm stuck in the lease, you know. I'm not the alerting the authorities type, you know. But like, I don't know. I got like an army above me.
All right. Army of brothers above you. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a whole floor, you know.
Okay.
All right, here's what you do. I'm not even going to do Angel Adam
really?
Devil Danny with this one.
No,
what about when Devil Danny chimes in? Yeah. It's going to get scary.
So racist.
We're going to get a letter. Yeah, look, here's what I know about black militants.
Yes.
And this is all I know about black militants.
I know that they're played by Richard Pryor and Lou Gossett.
That's number one.
Sometimes Denzel.
Sometimes Denzel.
Not on the Partridge Family.
I know this about black militants. They love ships in a bottle.
Huh.
I don't know why. Huh. I don't even know how I know this. Every documentary I've ever seen on Malcolm X, you can see all the ships in a bottle.
Right, lined up.
They just do. Okay?
What is going on?
I'm not
going
to explain it. He knows I'm right. That's why he's snorting in the corner.
Snorting on the floor.
Just right, and I just don't have much to say.
Mason, but... There are no black glass blowers. You understand?
Right.
I don't know why. Again, I don't know why.
We don't know why.
There is no racial bigotry here.
I'm just reporting, people.
Where is this going?
Black militants love ships in a bottle. Don't know why. There's not a man of color that ever blew glass.
Right.
They've used the things that Mason makes in his glass blowing shop.
Right.
But they've never actually created the product.
I think I get where you're going. You think he should make peace.
Mason needs to go upstairs in the middle of the rally. He needs to not knock, but let himself in.
Right.
He needs, as a matter of fact, Mason.
Yeah.
I suggest that as a token of respect.
Yeah,
much how you might wave the white flag or an olive branch. They'll use the white flag. It's a symbol of
surrender.
I want no trouble.
Right.
You take a white sheet. You put it over your head.
Yeah.
You got to cut some eye holes in it.
Pointy hat.
Now, it may be dark, so you want to light a torch. Use one of the torches from the furnace that you use to blow the glass.
Right.
You open the door. Kick it open again. Right. Don't bother knocking. There's a party. They can't hear you knocking. Right. Put the sheet on. Have the torch. And you yell, "Hey, fellers."
Right.
I know.
Should he say, "Hey, boys"?
Hey, boys. Hey, boys. There you go. Hey, boys. Howdy, boys will work as well. I know all you guys. Now, a lot of them, and there's another thing I know as well. Black militants, many of them are named Nick. I don't know why. It's a popular name in the black community. They go by N.
As a
sort of short. Be 9 out of 10 guys will be named Nick. Just kick in the door and yell, "Hey, boys, I know you N's."
Right.
Love chips in a bottle.
Right.
And your day has arrived because I am here and I will blow you N's away.
That's where are the white women at? Right.
That's what you yell. Now they'll all happily march down to your studio, and they'll love the whole process. Many of them will have ships on them, just minus the bottle.
Right.
They have that. They just love that. All right, Mason?
Nothing from Danny.
I'm covered. I think Adam really, because I don't know, do we have an outro to the new game? I'm sorry, we failed to introduce this. Devil Danny. A-hole Adam.
Adam's trying to help.
Yeah, all right, I'm trying to help.
To build the bridge.
I agree, but, for the first time, we concur completely.
I just stopped talking for a while.
All right, let's
when he got to the love ships in a bottle, I knew he had the situation under control.
Yeah.
Look, it's well documented. Let's try to get back on track here. Rondell?
I thought I was going to vomit. I swear to God.
What's happening, Rondell? What's the dilemma?
Yeah, Rondell.
Rondell, do you like ships in a bottle?
No, I'm white. I live in Vallejo, though. Teresa knows where that is.
Yeah, I sure do, up in the Bay Area. That's right, Vallejo. What is Vallejo like these days?
It was good like 2 years ago, and now it's hella bad again.
Right.
Hella bad.
Yeah. Bring it back.
We got a call from the 70s and one from the late 90s.
Yeah, that was just a Bay Area word.
Right.
Hey, why were you so funny last Friday? And you were so happy.
He's being hella passive aggressive right now.
I am being hella passive aggressive.
Do you have a hella question or dilemma for it? You know what? I'm just going to go to...
That was hella mean, Rondell.
You know, what's funny is I don't think we've done it a few times. And I think sometimes we think, okay, now people know what Angel Adam Devil Danny is. So we just say it's coming up and say 866-901 Adam and expect the best. And instead we get a guy in a white making ships in a bottle for the Black Panthers. And that will happen on a whatever day of the week this might be.
Hold on. To be fair, I got hauled into Program Director Jack Silver's office yesterday, and he said more ship in a bottle talk.
Right, and if you could throw in the cross-burning
If you could stuff. Work in a racist ship in a bottle sort of theme to tomorrow's show, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because he said, morning shows, he did some research.
Right.
He said, the people, they love psychics.
Yeah.
They love strippers.
Yeah.
And they love racist ship in a bottle humor.
It
that was the
well.
Third box they checked.
See,
I you give out the time a little more too. Is that really great?
The time. Time check?
I misunderstood because I thought he was saying light a torch under the show.
No.
I didn't get the part about carrying it into the black militant department.
Right.
All right. Let's see. We have, I don't know who from Fontana because the name has been erased from the board.
Probably
so and so from Fontana.
Yeah, my name's Gomez.
Hey, Gomez.
Gomez.
I'm not gonna say anything because he's gonna go. Yeah, I'm white.
What do you got for us, Gomez? What's the dilemma?
My name is Juan Hernandez.
I'm wondering if I should get my junk pierced again.
What are you rocking now downstairs?
Prince Albert and Apadravia.
What's he talking about?
What's the second one?
It goes vertically through the head of the weenus.
I can't believe I had a fight about this. I actually know he's right.
Because
I argued which was a Prince Albert and which one,
weenus.
Yeah. How do you think I tore my retina?
Ouch. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That was close up and personal.
Was that at Mr. Pfister?
Back when I was swinging a hammer and a nail right. And my weenus.
All right. Let's see if we can handle Gomez's dilemma here. First angel. My friend, you already have two holes in your penis. Actually, three, counting the urethra. Do you need a fourth? Do you want it to go off like a rainbird every time you have to take a whiz? Do you want to be standing over the toilet? It's hard enough, by the way, with the morning wood to hit the toilet without going all over the magazine rack. Do you want to hit the neighbor's magazine rack as well? You're a damn lawn genie at this point, Gomez. I would suggest that instead of focusing all your energy on your penis, you direct it toward the energy that's driving you to put holes in your penis. And I would guess a bad relationship with dad or mom growing up is the culprit. So instead of focusing on what you can do to yourself to hurt yourself more, why don't you focus on the hurt that daddy inflicted many years ago and stop hurting yourself, Danny?
All right. First of all, Prince Albert is poorly and aptly named. Prince Albert is allegedly not a very manly man. Your Prince Albert is derived from an African tribe, the last group I know that did this on purpose were the Maasai warriors, and it was part of the trip into manhood. If that's what you're trying to do, I am backing you 100%. The only way to put another one through is you take a hammer and a nail and a 2x4. You put your weenus on the board. Hopefully you have whatever it is that you're trying to impress, Dan. And right there, you hold the nail, you take the hammer, and you pound that bitch right into the 2x4 all on your own like little girls do with their little earlobes. You just take it like a man. And that's the only reason to get another one is a do-it-yourself project. And if Angel Adam is correct, then just go to your dad's house and give him one.
Good end on a high note for me. Gomez?
That was great.
Satisfied?
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you at the video store. That's the only place that employs these folks are video stores. I don't know why it became this sort of pot of perdition for the damned, these video stores. Yeah. It's like some sort of gutter that all the freaks collect
in. Yeah, it's the village of the damned in there.
I don't know why it worked that way, but it just does. All right, well, let's see. Let's do one more. Girlfriend cheating. Thank you. So wife's pregnant. Cat needs surgery.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Scott?
Yes?
Your cat needs surgery.
Dental surgery. My wife and I adopted a cat like 6 months ago. It's had all these medical problems, and now it needs all its teeth extracted, and it costs like $2,000.
You're a homo.
$2,000. And how old is the feline?
Like 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Will it die without the surgery?
Well, it won't even eat. It's like under the bed. It won't do anything because its mouth hurts so bad.
Oh.
All right. Well, let's start. I think I can put a happy spin on this. You know, when they do those studies about serial killers, they always look back in their past, and they always find one constant. They tortured animals. You show me someone who's good to animals, I'll show you someone who's good to people. Their kids, their family, their friends, their coworkers. There is a correlation there. The better you are with animals, the better you are with people. At a certain point, you turn into Betty White and you have to kill yourself. Wait, that was this little sidebar. Couldn't stop. The point is don't worry about the money. It's a small price to pay for your soul. And you'll have to live with the fact that you didn't do the right thing every day of your life. Now, how old are you, Scott?
34.
You got a good 50 years. What's that breakdown to? Pennies a day. Oh, the cat may be gone, but you'll be looking in the mirror thinking about the cat well into your 80s. So you do what the cat would do for you if your chompers were falling out. You know what I'm saying, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Do the right thing. Take the cat to the dentist and take it to our good friends over at Bright Smile.
Why not?
Get a whitening while they're at it. If you're going to drop $2,000 into the cat's orthodonture? How about spend another $400 taking our friends over Bright Smile? Get a nice, have the whitest cat teeth in town. Get that cat laid. Danny?
Well, first of all, as for having to look back on the rest of your life, and you're 34, you have outlived my counterpart, my co-worker, or my diabolically opposed person by a year. Okay, Jesus only lived to be 33, and he did a lot of stuff. Your life's been worth living already. You can be done. But as for being kind to the cat or being cruel to the cat, what is actually being kind to the cat here? I am the designated Bonaducci executioner, because everyone knows I'll do it. Mm-hmm. You get yourself in a coma, you become a veg, Danny comes over and pulls the plug on you. What is being kind to this cat? To keep it alive in constant pain, or to put it down? If it's in a position that it can only eat soft food, you dig a little hole, you put the little kitty in it, you dip the end of your gun in some soup, and when it starts to lick the soup, you just go bang and push the dirt back in and say, kitty ran away.
I mean, that's horrible.
Scott, what is this kitty's name?
Dead.
Jasmine.
Jasmine.
Mm.
So what do you think?
Violin strings. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I like my marriage, so we're going to probably have to go with the surgery.
Good times.
Pee whipped
by a pee.
Yeah.
All right, Scott.
You know if your wife likes soft food? Because there's a way out of this, too.
Take the same gun and the same bouillon.
You're gay for saying that.
We'll take ourselves a break. Ah, we have a little outro.
Ooh. Angel Adam.
Give the devil his due.
Devil Danny.
First of all, I think God hates you.
Hold on.
I am not done giving advice yet.
Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
Oh, cannot wait.
Mr. Heatmiser, as I know him. I've seen him on TV with that blazing red hair. Perez Hilton is going to be on in a moment to dish the dirt on Anne Heche's divorce and Britney Spears and Britney's photo shoot and Roseanne and Kirstie Alley and Kelly Preston at the Celebrity Scientology thing. We talked about a freak show the other night.
Neat.
The Celebrity Center over at the Scientology building up the street. We'll take a quick break. Perez Hilton to dish the dirt next.
August is the hottest month.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Because they make it that way.
With Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. The Adam Carolla Show.
Remember the... This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1.
97.1.
Free FM.
Powered by LA Cycle Sports in Englewood.
Hey streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
In 1994, a world-class chef decided to open his own restaurant in San Francisco so he could bring the taste of his hometown of Milan, Italy, to America. That's when Pomodoro was born. But Chef Adriano Paganini wanted to do more than just open a restaurant. He wanted Pomodoro to be a place with unique food, great design, and real Milano style. Well, it worked. In fact, it worked so well, there are Pomodoros all over California, including some right here in SoCal. Each one of them brings the unique flavor of Chef Paganini's hometown of Milan to your table.
I am Adriano Paganini. Try one of my favorites, like ravioli di zucca. Follow that with my chocolate souffle cake and a cappuccino, and you're set. Come with a family, a special date, or with a group.
There's a Pomodoro near you, from Aliso Viejo to Woodland Hills. Go to pastapomodoro.com for directions and information. That's pastapomodoro.com.
Ciao.
Over there's the water.
whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her two-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You know, I was watching An Affair to Remember, an older movie, with my girlfriend, who's very bright, but only 25. And when Deborah Carr gets hit by the car and can't get in touch with Cary Grant, she said to me with a straight face, "Now, they don't have cell phones, right?" And I made fun of her, but you forget how fast technology changes. It was only 9 years ago, or 9 years ago in one day, that there was no such animal as LASIK eye surgery. Now, everybody knows about it. Everybody can get their 20/20 vision back. But it had, I guess, maybe a flaw. It started with a razor blade that cut the cornea. It worked, but that's spooky. That would scare even me. I'd say a razor to the eye? Maybe not. But then they did the laser, and that cut a little flap in the cornea. And everybody was getting great vision, and super few people were having any problems. But a few people having problems with their eyes after surgery is a bad thing. Well, that's where Dr. Alexandra Shabil comes in at the LASIK Center Medical Group. She's removed all the risk, as far as I'm concerned, or at least the number one risk. There's no incision. It's the less stress LASIK procedure. Right now, you won't get dry eye halos. You'll get 20/20 vision or better, which I don't even understand. Call Dr. Shabil. She did it. She's the large and in charge guy. 1-800-841-3717. That's 1-800-841-3717. Or you can go to LALASIK.com. Also, just to check out the new procedure, the less stress procedure, the no incision procedure, you'll get $1,000 off a Wavefront, free financing, zero down, no interest for 18 months. Call Dr. Alexandra Shabil, the chick who invented it. I probably shouldn't call the cool doctor who invented it the chick, but I'm sure she's down with it. Call her. Get your vision back. 1-800-841-3717.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
Now, Miss Hilton, you must be worth $1 trillion. Get the feeling that you don't really give a f-. Miss Hilton, I like the way you push and glide. Roller skates on the social butterfly. Woo.
It's time to dish the dirt.
I'll give you an exclusive that I haven't even posted on the site.
With the reigning queen of Hollywood gossip. Get more at PerezHilton.com.
This is an outrage!
Perez Hilton is on the Adam Carolla Show.
Perez Hilton, everybody. Our old girlfriend, Perez Hilton. Perez?
Good morning.
Great to speak to you. I hear you have an office now.
I do, and I even have an assistant I'm upgrading.
Nice.
Wow, you left the coffee bean?
I did. Goodbye. I woke up one morning, and I'm like, you know, I'm over it. No more.
Well, you're big time now. I mean, I don't think America had heard your name a year ago, and now you can't turn on the TV between 6:30 and 8 o'clock at night without seeing Perez Hilton pop up on some sort of gossip. Do you, have you ever thought about the renaissance of this sort of gossip and tabloid thing? It's always been around, but it has kicked into ultra drive in like the last 6 months. Yes.
Well, I love that. I mean, I think, like you said, it's always been around, but I think now mainstream media has realized how profitable covering celebrity news can be. Mm-hmm. So celebrity news is mainstream news now. Everybody's talked about Lindsay Lohan. Everybody was talking about Nicole Richie. Everybody was talking about Paris and Britney and all that stuff. Even Anderson Cooper and all these really serious journalists that didn't want to be talking about it were.
Yeah, the only thing that can really stop it, and nothing stops it, they just sideline it with an injury before it gets back on the field, right, is a terrorist attack.
Sure.
Right.
A couple of Twin Towers come down in New York City, and people stop wondering what Britney's up to. For 10 minutes, and then we eventually get back to it. So first on our docket is Anne Heche. She's got a little divorce going on.
I love Anne Heche. She is old school crazy, though she's trying to clean up her image, but not doing a really good job at it. You know, just to show how crazy it is, she has agreed to take the crazy test. She's going through this very bitter divorce with her husband, who I always thought was gay. But then again, I think everyone is gay.
Right, yeah, right. That's true.
Right.
But I really did think he's gay. Don't you think he's gay? Coley, buffoon, whatever.
I think it's LaFoon.
Well, isn't he Canadian? Or is that her?
I believe. Was he a cameraman?
He was a cameraman, but I think he's a little gay. Anywho.
Wasn't Coley buffoon Nancy Kerrigan, the guy that whacked Nancy Kerrigan?
That was Galooly.
Same thing.
Right.
Well,
she's
hot. How gay is Anne Heche?
Well, Anne Heche was a little gay herself, too. So gay, just gay enough. But anyways, they're going through this bitter divorce, and they agreed to go under psychiatric evaluation to help determine the custody of their 5-year-old son, Homer. And the best part is, though, they made sure to have a little stipulation in the agreement that, you know, if any results come back that could potentially damage either party's reputation or the safety of their child, they'll make sure to keep the results confidential.
Well, does she still... That's Homer. Does she still think that she's an alien?
You remember that?
Celestia?
I loved that.
Running around on ecstasy, knocking on random people's homes.
She was in Fresno?
Yeah, you mean talk about 9/11 being the best thing that ever happened to her. She was just hot off her interview talking about Celestia and how she spoke in the language of her Celestian planet and so on and so forth. And everyone was right in the middle of going, what the? And then the planes hit and everyone turned over toward the noise and we left her alone. She was really coming undone about 6 years ago.
It was great, too. I reveled in that.
Okay, but they've agreed to keep any crazy findings out of the media. But, Perez, can you get your paws on it?
I'm sure that it will leak out eventually, as all these things do.
Well, when you get your filthy pink paws on it, Perez, you share it with us first.
Of course.
And what do you hear about Britney these days?
Oh, gosh. Well, just the thing about Britney is that every single week there's something new. I'm not a doctor, although I jokingly like to call myself Dr. Perezian every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But just judging from her really erratic behavior, the highs and the lows, it would seem to the uneducated eye that she may have a severe mood disorder, maybe bipolar, as some people are speculating.
Mm-hmm.
The latest is just yesterday, she got into a little bit of a car accident. A huge one, but she tapped a parked car. She hit a parked car and scratched her car and did some very minor damage to the other car. Now, here's the best part. Here's the best part. In her delusional mind, Britney, with all the paparazzi watching, just left. And didn't even leave a note for the other car.
Yeah.
Isn't that illegal?
Yes.
Yes.
And there were paparazzi videotaping it.
And you know whose ever car she did $800 damage to is going to sue for emotional distress.
Yeah, because she had to watch the video.
Right. Sometimes people leave a note that just says, people are watching me, therefore I must leave a note. I am not giving you any of my personal information. And they leave it on the car.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You've never heard that?
No, I dig it.
Oh, yeah. Dear sir, I'm sorry I hit your car. There are people watching, so I'm writing this note, but I can't possibly afford to tell you who I am. Good day.
Wow.
It's morally bankrupt.
If you're Britney Spears, I'm assuming if you leave that note, the paparazzi's going to want a nice look at that note as well. Wow. That is tough because on one hand, everyone's watching you. On the other hand, who the hell wants to get out and do that note and have everyone flashing and everything?
I know.
Yeah. You wonder with Britney, though, Perez, do you think that she has a chemical imbalance or is this all pharmaceutical chemical imbalance in her head?
I'd say it's a combination of both. I mean, it's been reported in print that she's still continuing to drink, even though she went to rehab 1.5 times this year.
Oh, I can't imagine that, drinking after rehab.
Thought that cures you forever.
Yeah. And Perez, do you know how much money we were sort of speculating? You know, where is she getting the money? She doesn't seem to be working. She's buying a new car and a new house every 10 minutes. How much money do you reckon comes in even when she does nothing, just from royalties or what have you?
Well, the great thing about Britney, and actually the great and very smart thing about
a lot of the big celebrities these days is they really have become a brand. And it's not just about the main thing they do for a living. You know, they come out with fashion lines, they come out with perfumes, they come out with every other possible thing and license their name out so that they are making tons of money from many different ways. So Britney has several fragrances.
Right.
Britney still makes a lot of money.
No, every young girl wants to smell like the woman who drives with her kid on her lap and chain smokes.
Right. Yeah.
Toxic.
Of course. What about Roseanne? Any news on her?
You know, speaking of drinking, you know, don't drink and blog, I say.
Yes.
It can be just as dangerous as driving. Words can hurt just as much as a car.
The drinking and blogging is the newer version of the drunk dialing.
Yeah.
Back in the day when you ordered six large pizzas and two whores.
So was Roseanne
You sobered up the next day. And this goes on, though.
Yes.
Yeah. See, I would wake up, if I ordered two pizzas and whores, I would wake up and go, I can't believe I ate at night.
Was she,
it's going to go right to my ass.
Was she on her official page or on her MySpace page?
Well, the thing with Roseanne is she left several different things. The thing about the internet is that once you put it out there, there really is no taking it back.
Right.
Yeah. You know, someone somewhere will have seen it and taken a screen grab of it and sent it to someone like me.
Yeah.
Right.
Screen grab.
So she posted on both her MySpace, or allegedly posted on both her MySpace and her personal website, the disturbing messages. The MySpace one was claiming how drunk she was and how she wanted to hurt people. But the thing with it, Roseanne, even her message on her regular website was talking about shooting trespassers. That wasn't even that better. Mm-hmm. Now she's claiming that it was an intern that was managing her MySpace that was putting these very drunken messages out there.
Well, Roseanne, and I've been saying this for years, is finished. She is a funny woman, not nearly as funny as people thought she was.
Nope.
She had a perfect right place, right time. The temperature was just right for her to jump into that swimming pool. America was looking for whatever she was providing, and it was perfect in the late 80s or the early 90s. Everything else she's done has failed miserably since then, and you realize it's because she's just not as funny as we thought she was.
And she's mean when you thought she was funny.
Yeah, she's a good time, and she's outspoken, and she's brassy and all that stuff. But she just comedically, go watch one of her movies, watch anything she wrote, watch anything she puts her name on outside of the sitcom.
Right. Let me ask you something. What do you think best case scenario for Roseanne Barr? Because we were friends and she like broke up with me rather viciously on some radio show one day for no reason that I could tell. Just started talking about how despicable I was. And I had just done her a favor.
I hope she has a whole pile of FU money and gets to sort of ride into the ground. Second
But case, I'm thinking best case scenario, center square.
Mm, center square, yes. And part of the square's next to the center square, too. She's still a big woman. She will spill over into adjoining squares. Best case, Perez Hilton knocks her up.
Nice.
She did make some joke about having a sex tape and that I had access to it. I wish. I would, you know, I love sex tapes. Even if it's B. Arthur's, I want to see it.
I like that about you. Wait, Perez.
I could arrange that, by the way,
well,
Perez.
Adam, I'm very curious. I was surprised by your strong feelings on Roseanne. What are your thoughts on the new View co-host, Whoopi Goldberg?
I've expressed them before. I think Kathy Griffin is quite a bit funnier than Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg is not a stupid woman, but not a particularly funny woman. And I think she got the gig. Here's the way I look at it. People think this is racist. Maybe it is. I'll just tell you what my opinion is. You can no longer have four or five white people sitting around on a show. That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I would
agree. No longer acceptable that if you do a show, if I said, hey, I'm casting a show, I want five white guys to sit around and tell their views. Well, no way.
No.
Not as interesting.
If three of them are gay, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Perez.
Yeah.
It's you or the black guy.
I got a stool with your name on it. Oh, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. The point is you can't do that anymore. Now, with women, you kind of can a little bit because they're their own minority, but you still can't take five white chicks. Now, if you have three white chicks and one black chick, and the black chick leaves, you now have the minority leave. You must replace the minority with another so-called minority. I'm not making a judgment. I'm just saying this is the way it works. And I do semi-agree with it. It's probably right to have a little more diversity about. I don't like the mandated diversity, but okay. So, Star Jones gets up and leaves. You either have to replace her with a black woman or Hispanic woman or a gay woman. That's another minority. Right. So they replace her with Rosie. She's actually fat and gay, so it's two. She's actually, you can check two boxes, just stay away from hers.
Right.
That's a point. You'll get bit. The point is, it's like Predator's mouth in there. The point actually protrudes. I do believe that's true. Alien. Yeah, alien. So here's the point.
Oh, man.
She now leaves. Now you have another opening. Now, Kathy Griffin is neither black nor Hispanic nor gay. You just have another white chick. She's quite a bit funnier than Whoopi Goldberg is.
And Joey Behar.
But you cannot, you cannot check.
You can't have two redheaded
minority.
Funny girls.
Right. So thus, Kathy's out and Whoopi's in. I think you'll find out that Whoopi's a little bit of a political hack and not nearly as funny as we're thinking Whoopi Goldberg, one-woman show circa 1988.
And they were brilliant one-woman shows. At least the first one was where she did the surfer character and the homeless woman. They were great. They're up there with Leguizamo, but she's never, in my opinion, done anything worthwhile.
So go watch Burglar, or go watch
Sister Act 2,
Jumpin' Jack Flash, or go see some comic relief from the 90s and check it out for yourself. Perez, do you know Kathy Griffin?
I do. I think I think she would be a good host, but a potentially bad distraction because, you know, she could be alienating to potential guests. They may not want to be on the show because she's going to be one of the hosts and things like that.
But she is the queen of the gays, and so are you. You guys have that bond.
Well, Kathy and I should have a show together then.
Be great because Perez is right on that. You know that I haven't seen blacklisting that like they do to Kathy Griffin since the real blacklisting era. There's no talk show that will have her. Ellen DeGeneres has come out and said, I really like her, and I won't have her on my show.
Yeah.
Because she outs people.
No, Ellen's gone on saying, I don't really like her humor, though.
Oh, is that it is?
That's even worse. That's a diss.
Yeah.
And Ellen's like, I don't need to do that kind of comedy.
I think Kathy's quite a bit funnier than Ellen.
I think Kathy is hilarious. And by the way,
I think they're both funny.
Yeah, they're all funny.
I'll give my vote to Ellen on that.
But Perez, you were on Kathy's show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And she was angry at you for a second.
Well, we kissed and made up, and I gave her a massage and
Hep C. Hey, Perez, last one. Kirstie Alley and Kelly Preston.
Well, you know, I think Kirstie needs to stop eating out. But so often, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
She's packing the weight back on.
Well,
you're talking the Scientology, I think.
Blame it on Scientology.
And look, let me just say this. I see her and John Travolta preening. The preening John Travolta. And it strikes me that we need a intermediate hair color between young and old for men. Because the problem is guys get old. Actors get old. John Travolta's 50 or whatever he is. His hair is jet black. And he looks like he's one... He looks like he's in a doo-wop group from the 50s standing behind Frankie Valli.
Well, that's not his hair. That's like a wig.
Whatever it is, it's jet black. And the point is when you see the 52-year-old guy with the 19-year-old hair, it bumps you. On the other hand, I don't want him to go full-blown gray, and I don't want to see the bald spot in the back of his head. But how about the intermediate hair? Where did the I'm 43 and I got a little salt and pepper happening hair go? It bumps me to see the wrong hair, and don't get me started on the 6-year-old women with the 15-year-old hair. That's what realtors have. That really freaks me out.
I gotta go back. That's not John Travolta's hair.
No. He uses, like, if you see pictures of him and you zoom in really closely around the forehead, you see, like, where the wig is glued on.
So does he not have his hair that he was born with?
It's just not as voluminous as he would like.
Yeah, because if you think about it, one thing you can't do is grow more hair right. as the years wear on. And when you see guys with the widow's peak and the thinning hair mm-hmm. in the mid-80s, early 90s, and then you jump forward 15 years and they have more hair?
Yeah, hair? I haven't noticed.
You can do that, man.
But there's some people, like Bruce Willis, just shaved his head and said, dig me this way. Yeah. John Travolta, no way in the world can do that.
Smart, yeah. Head's too big. Hey, Perez?
Hey, Adam.
God love you, brother.
You got my love letter the other day?
Yeah, I saw it taped to the wall.
Thank you. Perez Hilton right here in the studio. Perez Hilton. I got to say, I scratched my ass going number two and using it. PerezHilton.com is where you go.
He's very
That's
funny.
Pillow talk for the gays, by the way.
Oh, is it?
PerezHilton.com. And also, you can look forward to What Perez Says. It's a reality show on VH1 starting in September. I will look forward to that, Perez.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, too.
Good times, my brother. Thank you for being part of the show.
I'm. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Perez Hilton.
I'm not sure.
Congratulations on your new show.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take ourselves a break. When we come back, gay walking.
Yeah. Not enough gay on this show usually. I have really represented.
I've been getting my ass kicked in gay walking lately, losing money hand over fist. We have a little tease for you.
Brothers Malcolm and Angus Young are in which rock band?
Woo-wee! There's the tease. You may or may not know the answer, but do the gays. We'll gamble on it next.
Hey, it's Danny Bonaducci, and I just love getting on my hog and doing just about everything on it. Hell, I even do the Corona show and deliver Bonaducci bagels and stuff to Nicole Richie. Well, if you want to spend a day on your hog with me, go to AdamCarolla.com right now and sign up to win a day of cruising with me and some Harleys. That's right, powered by the number one hit comedy, Wild Hog, starring Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence on DVD and Blu-ray August 14th.
Hey, you have a good summer too, huh?
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX Free FM. At 97.1 Free FM, we're always giving away a ton of free stuff. Thus the name, Free FM. So get to our contest page at 971freefm.com where you can get hooked up with guy getaways, free concert tickets, and whatever else people in SoCal are into.
Go to 971freefm.com to see where we'll be giving away tickets to the Tom Likas Summer Splash Party at the Playboy Mansion. Or if you've got the dough, log on and buy a pair.
We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Pay no interest till 2009 at Laser Eye Center. Call 880-LASER.
Yeah, you know what I hate? I've been to the shopping mall. I go to malls. I like shopping. I'm a big fan. But have you ever seen a shopping cart just kind of rolling down and you know it's going to hit a car and you know how crazy that would make you? But have you ever leapt from your car to save somebody else from that trouble? No, you have not. That's why you have that ding in the side of your car, because you could have saved somebody from that nightmare and you didn't do it. Well, I don't know if you can get it off your chest, and really, I don't care that much about my neighbor either. But I care about you because you care about us. If you got that ding that's driving you nuts, go to Earl Scheib Paint and Body. I know you know Earl Scheib, and it bugs me that you think because you can get a cheap paint job, because I don't like the connotation of cheap with Earl Scheib. He's been doing it forever, 36 locations here since 1937. He just buys more paint than everybody else. You're going to get an excellent, inexpensive paint job. Same thing with body work. You got your dinks, you got your dents. Take them out with Earl Scheib Paint and Body. You can go, I believe, to www.carpainting.com. They'll get their monthly specials. You can enter to win the grand prizes in our Dodger promotion. That includes tickets to and a trip to spring training. I dig that. Earl Scheib Official Paint and Body Shop of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Remember, you get a paint job, a quality paint job, starting at $259. Dings and dents taken out, starting at $259. You cannot go wrong with Earl Scheib Body and Paint. It's one of those names you just go, oh, okay, Johnson & Johnson, Earl Scheib, those guys do exactly what they say they do. Go to Earl Scheib or go to carpainting.com and check it out.
So you like the Volkswagen Rabbit?
If you're a man between 18 and 60 and have no major medical problems, are in good health, and live in the LA area, you may qualify for a new investigational research study. The LA Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor UCLA is looking for healthy men who have no major psychiatric illness and no drug or serious alcohol abuse within the last 12 months. This research study is investigating the effects of a new anti-anxiety medication on the production of sperm. The study includes a total of 14 visits in a period of 10 months. Qualified participants will receive no-cost study-related medical care throughout the study. Visits will include physical exams, EKGs, blood tests, and semen analysis. You will receive final compensation for your time and travel expenses up to $1,350, depending on the number of visits you complete. Call 310-222-8172 to learn more. That's 310-222-8172. 310-222-8172. Or log on to their website, labiomed.org, and click on Clinical Studies.
Hey, Tom, could you blow me up?
Here you go, Steve.
Hey, Tom, stick you out the bong hit.
Oh, the bong hit. Here it is, Sandy.
6 foot, Tom.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Everybody should be a Tom like this. Listen to
them. Detroit style, please.
Not take you out Detroit style.
Take me out, JFK Jr.
Here you go, Steve. Are you ready? God, I love that.
Can you blow me up?
Oh, yeah. Tom Likas.
Weekday afternoon to 3.
The Amal Bin Likas Show.
Oh, God, stop the bombing!
And now, here he is, Amal Bin Likas.
Thank you for not stoning me to death. This is not your regular jihad propaganda, no! This is where Iraqis get together to discuss which one of Saddam's daughters you want to see naked. It's a different kind of jihad. It's a jihad that is not hosted by a weapons inspector or an insane dictator. No! I am your host, Mustafa. You're on the Amal Bin Likas Show. Hello.
Oh, greetings, Amal. I just got flashed on Dirt Path 27 by some tease riding a donkey from Tikrit. She showed me both ankles.
Oh, really? Were they clean?
Oh, I believe so. Hey, Amal, I would like to take myself out suicide bomber style.
Go right ahead, Mustafa.
Oh, goodbye.
Nice, Mustafa. Chicks dig that.
Tune in tomorrow for another wacky Iraqi edition of Amal Bin Likas.
Come over here and let me sign that weapon of mass destruction.
Are you frustrated by slow-moving, inconsiderate drivers who always seem to get in your way?
Hey, you slow-moving, inconsiderate driver! Get out of my way!
Shaving, reading books, fixing makeup, or engaged in especially long nose-picking sessions.
Yeah, everything he said, including the nose-picking!
Then get yourself into the fast lane with new Lazo Stun. A scientifically advanced infrared laser, which renders any slow-moving, inconsiderate driver temporarily unconscious.
Wow! How does it work?
Simple. LasoStun mounts on your dashboard and is GPS-controlled for precise targeting. Just aim anywhere at the inconsiderate driver's head. Oh! And in seconds, they're unconscious and careening out of your way.
Holy moly! This thing even works at the zoo!
Of course! LasoStun works on all primates.
Kids, watch this!
Just call 555.
Get out of my way, you slow-moving jackass!
Today, for LasoStun.
Adam Carolla now, Tom Likas.
Tom Likas.
Today at 3.
97.1 KLSX 3 FM.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. We sent Gay Bill the Board Op out on the streets of West Hollywood to ask gay men questions that every straight man should know the answer to. It's Gay Walking on the Adam Carolla Show.
I have had my ass taken to the gay cleaners. I've lost the last... Well, you know, we've done the gay walking. We did the nerd walking.
I got killed there.
We did another version of it.
And then we did What Won't Angie Eat?
Right. Here's the theme that's happening here. Teresa jumps out to an early lead. I catch up somehow at the end. She's always shocked and appalled when I announce we're tied. Then we do a tiebreaker. Then she wins right. My $20, which is worse than just enacting the slotter rule like we've done with Bonaducci over the last 3 weeks. All right, here's $20. Right. I'm going to blow a snot rocket on this in advance, T.
It still works.
Okay.
Well, you should have to pay some sort of penalty if you win. You should have to take the snot rocket off your own money, orally.
Done and done.
Ew.
I'll send it back from whence it came. So, 20 bucks out.
20
we
bucks
have
out.
Our gay walking. Let's do it.
Gay walking. Gay. Bill wants to know if you know all the things straight guys should know. You're homosexuals. It's time for gay walking, because you are gay.
We don't even like this game. It's just we all love this song so much. It's the only excuse. Oh, keeps going.
I didn't know there was more.
Wow. Brian, there were 6 seconds left in that song.
Who knew?
Why are we holding out on us?
All right.
By the way, if I lose today's game, my sole possessions are this Butterfinger, 9 cigarettes, and a miniature rock star. That's all the money I have in the world, T. I want you to keep that in mind.
Yeah, miniature right. Rockstar energy drink, which is a 32-ouncer.
He usually drinks the 10-gallon drum.
55-gallon drum with an IV drip in here. All right, let's get started. We played the tease. Let's hear it again.
Brothers Malcolm and Angus Young are in which rock band?
Well, I had to do some thinking on this one, and I thought, I think it's AC/DC. Bounce it off Dawson. Dawson said correctamundo. So I know it's AC/DC, but there's no way the gays are going to know this.
What do you think, Danny?
So is your answer
I'm going no. I'm going no.
Should I give my explanation for my answer? Because that might... Or do you have your answer definitively in mind?
No, show your work.
Here, hold this for me. Okay. My theory is, because I did know it was AC/DC, and I would not recognize an AC/DC song, but I do know that AC/DC is an old term for being gay. Well, that guy's AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
So like a 50s right. term for
interesting.
Being gay.
Interesting.
So I'm going to say they do know.
I'm going to say he does know.
Does.
You stole from me because I showed my work. Did I mention hold this for me?
I'm very surprised. Well, so we have nose. I would assume I'm going to add a third nose for Teresa's beak. Nose, and nose. I say doesn't know. I'm surprised. I thought we'd all go doesn't know on that one. Let's hear the answer.
Brothers Malcolm and Angus Young are in which rock band?
The Coral. The Cure. What?
The Cure?
Did I say The Cure? Yeah, I said The Cure. Cure. I did. I said that.
He wishes there was a cure. Yeah! Yeah! Gays!
is. Go, Gay! All of a sudden, he's in their corner.
Yeah,
I love the Gay. What are you talking about? I'm like, I'm the third Gay.
For the 9 gay. Weeks.
I don't know how many Gays there are, but you know, however many Beatles there were, I could be the fifth one.
And okay, I gotta tell you, for every left turn arrow during this game, I've heard, damn you Gays! From that general direction.
We're a passionate, moody people.
Yeah.
No, Danny, we're prone to swings.
Right.
You understand?
See, I'm prone to swinging. If this was Swingwalker,
pro gay today. All right, let's go with our next question.
In NASCAR, what does a yellow flag signify?
Now, if it was a yellow bandana in your right back pocket, they'd know for sure.
Greco active. Yeah.
Doesn't know.
Doesn't know.
Doesn't know. I think it means caution. But I'm going to say doesn't know.
In NASCAR, what does a yellow flag signify?
It means slow down, but not too slow because you have to win the race.
I would have accepted that, so I'm going to say I'm wrong.
I think, is there another flag that means slow down?
Slow down means caution. It doesn't matter. We're all right or wrong, so it doesn't change.
Well, the flag, whatever it is, let's just all be right. The flag, I believe the yellow flag is caution. And it means slow down,
right.
But we didn't ask them what you do. We asked them what the flag meant, not what. All right. Well, either way, yeah, we're all the same.
Wrong.
Let's all just be right.
No, let's all be right. Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
All right.
You
half-full
kind of guy.
Sure. Why not? Ass half full.
No, I'm afraid that's all I had, buddy.
Question.
I've been blessed in other ways.
Question number three.
What band was Morrissey in?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Little twister there. Yeah. Now, T, 1-1. Danny, 1-1. Ace Man, 2-0.
Yeah.
What band was Morrissey in?
What do you say?
I say, wow, it's weird because it's kind of a twist question. Like, oh, of course the Gay's going to know this, but we're talking 20 years ago. Now, we're damn close, right?
Yeah.
The Smiths, I mean, coming on to 20 years of the Smiths not being together, has been some talk of a Smiths reunion. The Gays love Morrissey. I'm going to say yes. I'm saying yes.
See?
I sort of agree with you, but I need to tie it up, so I'm going to say no.
Mm-hmm. Danny?
I'm going to say only because I know that he was with the Smiths, only from music files, if that's what they're called. People who are really hip to music, and I think most gay guys are really hip to Morrissey. They are gonna know. This guy's gonna know.
Two knows, two's gonna knows. Me and Danny doesn't know with Teresa. Here we go.
What band was Morrissey in?
He was in, it was The Doors.
Damn you Gays, a second pox upon
your
people. And listen, Diesel Dykes, we don't need any help from the cheap seats.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Oh, it's in that other band.
Need
the Dykes in the bleachers shouting out crap and getting into the head of my Gays. My Gay's got enough going on.
Yeah, he's got enough problems.
They're thinking about enough.
Not to have Chastity Bono.
Bull Dykes up there yelling out erroneous information. Not a game show, for Christ's sake. This is a game show.
Yeah,
well, okay, maybe it is a game show. But the point is you don't yell crap out in the game show.
Right,
and you don't do it here either. God damn it. The Doors? Listen, Bill. Well, I don't know. Is there some sort of license I could strip from this guy or epaulettes I could rip off of his Nehru jacket? I mean, what the hell can I strip? I don't want this guy to be a gay anymore.
Jim Morrissey, it's a cutesy name for Jim Morrison.
Oh,
come on,
you know
Morrissey.
What?
He was
That's
doing
the confusion.
Damn
he was he's gay and cutesy.
You just that
but
just
you can punch a hole in his card.
Yeah, just
on. You can punch a hole in his card.
Yeah, if he doesn't know a Celine Dion song or if
really?
He doesn't know what
Streisand.
Yeah, if you don't know what fork to use at the dinner. Yeah.
I want him stripped of his
This is amazing.
Whatever he is in the gay army, you know, if he's a colonel, I want him busted down to private.
He's a staff sergeant.
Okay, time has passed.
Good name for another gay bar.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a tease.
Right,
let's
next
play
to the
one
staff
here.
Infection.
Staff sergeant.
Who is the star of the movie Death Wish?
All right, we need to take ourselves a break. That's what you call a tease. Wait a minute. Are we all locked up?
You and I are tied. I don't know about Danny.
Danny's 1-2. We're 2-1. Tied up. Me and T.
Again.
Mano y Juo. Once again, we square off, my friend.
I smell victory with my huge nose.
Well, she heard me.
I did hear you.
We square off in the pink triangle, my friend.
Yeah.
Once again, we enter the pink triangle. All right, we'll take ourselves a quick break. I'm going to buy T something from the vending machine. Make a man. Perhaps your nose would like a granola bar as well.
My nose is also thirsty.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back to settle this tie next.
In the hot month of August.
Adam Carolla.
The hottest of them all.
An adult motion picture.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Jock Station. 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, kids? It's Bonaducci. And you know, I love to get on my hog and do about everything on it. Hell, I've even been known to deliver some Bonaducci bagels. Well, we're going to go on a wild ride. And if you want to roll, go to AdamCarolla.com and win a day of cruising with me on some Harleys. And it's all right. You don't have to ride, bitch. You can sit on the back or you can ride your very own Harleys. Power your very own V-Twin. This ride is powered by Wild Hogs, starring Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence on DVD and Blu-ray, August 14th. Own this year's number one comedy today on DVD and Blu-ray, and the studs here at 97.1 Free FM.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau Carb Index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't metric grams?
Pretty sure all grams are metric, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm cross-referencing the Better Beer Bureau Beer Taste Index. It looks like Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light, too.
Miller Lite has half the carbs of Bud Light and more taste?
The Better Beer Bureau beer indices don't lie, sir.
So I can totally have my cake and eat it, too. Except it's a cake that's got half the carbs of Bud Light. And instead of a cake, it's Miller Lite. And instead of eating it, I'm drinking it.
It's exactly like that, sir. Thanks for calling the Better Beer Bureau.
More taste, half the carbs. Miller Lite. Good call.
Per 12-ounce, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Ah, yes. Dirty Jobs. New episode tonight. Now,
what's he doing tonight?
Has to spend the night at Teresa's place out in Koreatown. Must be sweeps. Right in the heart of Pedophile Island.
Okay, because I know he's done the thing where he's actually, like, inseminating geese by hand.
I've seen the show many times. I'm a big fan of Dirty Jobs, and he is in sewer pipes, and he's doing things to farm animals.
Excuse me, right here, I've got it in copy. Bird butt swabber.
Bad times.
Yep.
Doesn't look good on anyone's resume. Dirty Jobs is hosted by Mike Rowe. Good looking.
Nice guy. Like a regular Joe that goes, hey, this is how this works.
Yep. No special effects. No nothing. He just puts the gloves on and gets busy. Dirty Jobs, 9 o'clock, Tuesday nights, tonight, only on the Discovery Channel.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
For heels in love. But hurry, summer love is fleeting.
And so too is the Mercedes-Benz Summer Love event. Take advantage of this great opportunity now by running with open arms to your Southern California Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit mbsocal.com before your chance at true love runs out.
Nice. Around here, you have to love what you drive.
Available only to qualified customers through Mercedes-Benz Financial at participating dealers through September 4th, 2007. See dealer for details.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
This is Andy Dick, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. We're just laughing about our gay bar we discovered last week, Mr. Pfister. And I was just thinking, Pfister, there's a Price Pfister that makes faucets.
Right.
Semi-popular name. There's probably somebody who's listening right now that had a school teacher named Mr. Pfister. And I normally kept quiet in classes because I didn't want to have to go to the chalkboard and misspell girls like I did when I was in the sixth grade using a U.
Oh.
So I wanted to avoid that. But if I was in Mr. Pfister's class, my hand would go up quite a bit. Mr. Pfister?
Your hand would go up.
Mr. Pfister?
I went back in Catholic school. I had Father Pfister. I'll never forget Father Pfister.
Oh, no. All the altar boys remember Father Pfister.
Yes, we do.
Yep. Oh, good old Father Pfister. He was fair, but firm. Father Pfister. Mr. Pfister! Do we have to read any chapters over the weekend, Mr. Pfister? Is there a test on that, Mr. Pfister? I'm going to use the bathroom. Somebody has to have a teacher named. There just needs to be a guy named Pfister who taught class, and his name would be Mr. Pfister.
Statistically, it must exist.
Probably hundreds of Mr. Pfisters teaching over the years.
Somebody open up pages right now and just go to Pfister, spelled either with a PH or an F, and see if there aren't thousands.
I would love to have. I would go and roll in North Hollywood High again if a Mr. Pfister was there.
Pardon the pun, but does anybody smell a bit coming here calling Mr. Pfisters out of the yellow pages and just see how long they keep them on the phone, say their name?
Not since Rick Dees' Heine Wine has a bit been so evolved.
Yep.
All right, so where were we?
By the way, it's 67 degrees out.
That's right.
I feel bad when we steal bits from Ken Burns, though.
We're 2-1, me and Teresa are. Oh, yeah, let's hear the theme song again.
Gay walking.
Gay. Bill wants to know if you know all the things straight guys should know. You're homosexuals. It's time for gay walking, because you are gay.
Gay.
Don't pot down, Brian. Cut off the best part of the song. It's like going through the artichoke and throwing away the heart. The way my voice cracked on that.
Wow.
Man, I was
Let's
serious.
Play some games.
All right. Gay walking, T and I, 2-1. Danny, 1-2.
So I'm out.
Well, we have a couple more questions.
Oh,
you could come back.
Tied up for good.
Heading into the bonus round. Let's play the next question.
Who is the star of the movie Death Wish?
Teresa. Death Wish.
Doesn't know.
Chuck Bronson.
Chuck Bronson, but I believe Chuck kind of became a gay Matt Knight idol for a little while.
He looks pretty good with his shirt off.
And then he did. And he also worked with Chad Michael Vincent. Ties it all together for me in the gay community of 30 years ago.
I say I agree with Teresa. He doesn't know the answer to this. Danny says knows. Could get back into this game. Let's hear the answer.
Who is the star of the movie Death Wish?
Was that Clint Eastwood?
No.
Bronson. Oh, no. Oh, Charles Bronson. Yeah.
That person helped him.
I had a crush on him.
Oh, everybody eat me. The guy just said I had a crush on him.
He gave the wrong answer, and then one of the people in the peanut gallery yelled the correct answer.
You got the nut part of the peanut right. Just leave the pee off the nut, and you got the gallery right. Well, now controversy. Controversy.
I give it to Danny.
Let's hear it again.
But can I win it? Yes.
Let's hear it again. Now, he gave the wrong answer.
Yes. There was most certainly someone behind him telling
the
answer.
Yes.
It sounded like to me. Let's hear it again.
Oh, yeah.
Who is the star of the movie Death Wish?
Was that Clint Eastwood?
No.
Bronson. Oh, no. Oh, Charles Bronson. Yeah. I actually had a crush on him.
Well, he said,
Bronson.
Is that what the guy in the back said? Yeah. I heard him say something. I couldn't. One more
he
time.
Says Bronson.
Who is the star of the movie Death Wish?
Was that Clint Eastwood?
No.
Bronson. Oh, no. Oh,
Tom right. Donnelly. Yeah. It was given to him.
Actually had a crush on him.
It was given to him, and for all we know, that friend was straight.
But if I may quote Adam Carolla, we don't need any help from the peanut gallery. Mm-hmm. He didn't say, we will not tolerate. He didn't say, we cannot have or this game will not continue. He just said what we do not need, not what we will not accept.
Well, he, Danny's righteous indignation.
Tell Danny to move on.
I guess the question we need to answer is, he did not know.
God damn you.
That would seem fairly true to me, that he did not know.
All right, so T and I tied up at 3-1. Danny now drops to a very lackluster 1-3.
Wait, I just said that to be altruistic. I didn't think he was going to go for it.
Called your bluff.
Yeah, bastard.
Last question, all tied up, T. Here we are again.
Who played the announcer in the movie Major League?
Does not know.
Well, do I say Bob Uecker and lose now, or do I wait for the tiebreaker and lose in 4 minutes and get even more angry? I'm going to say doesn't know Bob Uecker played that. I don't, most straight guys, well, they would know.
Yeah.
But Uecker's not a household name. All right, I agree with T, doesn't know. Danny's out of this one. It's a tie, win or lose. Let's hear the answer.
Who played the announcer in the movie Major League?
Bob Uecker.
What the? Gee, gays.
We got a tiebreaker?
They never stop zigging and zagging, those gays.
Yeah, it turns out they're not all exactly alike.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Huh.
But
it doesn't work with most other minorities.
I know, it's shocking.
But hold on, T. If you wanted to study polar bears,
right,
you wouldn't have to talk to every one of them. You just look at family of them. You know how they work, right?
Good point. Yeah.
Well, that's how gays are in the wild.
Just go out and tag a few, for God's sakes.
Happy hour at Mr. Fisher.
All right, all tied up. Now to the gay tiebreaker. T, I'm going to let you go first, even though I shouldn't.
I was going to let you.
All right, well, then I will.
Take it.
I will, because I've lost so many times. Here we go.
All right, and now here's the tie-breaking questions. Heads or tails?
Okay, now, I got burned last time we did this because I went with heads, and of course the obvious answer was tails, although heads...
Makes much sense to me.
There's something there, too. I'm going to go tails and hope I can win this time. T, didn't we do this one before?
Yeah. I guess that leaves me heads.
Heads for T, tails for the Ace Man. Do I lose my fifth 20 in a row, or do I finally reclaim the money I so richly deserve? Let's hear the answer.
All right, and now here's the tie-breaking questions. Heads or tails?
Heads.
No! Yes! 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 Yes!
I'm supplementing my income.
Let me tell you something, guys. You think I'm bluffing, but I'll catch up to you. I know where you live. You understand? I can find you.
It's a fistful of cash.
Oh. Look at her.
Fives and ones.
And if I'd let you go first, you would have picked tails, correct?
Yes.
Oh,
I let you hang yourself by your own petard. Thank you. Balled it up and threw it out.
Buy yourself a steak and then throw it up 20 minutes later.
Gay walking.
Because you are gay.
La, 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 la,
brutal.
Then I use a steak knife to cut myself a little.
Really, you know you're alive.
I feel like the Buffalo Bills. I get to the show, but I can't win. I can't win in the fourth quarter.
Well, then who's Danny if you're the Bills?
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. I feel
he's
just like some football team.
The Bengals.
He's
the band?
No, the team. You're perpetual 6-10. All right.
There's a Bengals team?
Well, there's
a day you would get killed by grown
men.
There's
a Bengals and a Bengals. I think the Bengals are like B-A, and then there should be E. Yeah, yeah. I'll explain it to you during the break.
Thanks, man.
We, like to find your dad, dig him up, kick him in the nuts. Shouldn't you? Christ's sake, I thought I had a bad dad. And why aren't you doing better at K-Walk? We get sludge out there with the street team. All right, we need to take a break. T.
Yeah.
Nah, don't even tease the news. Yeah. I'm in too bad a mood. We'll do the news next.
The Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Adam's on the phone.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, folks, it's Eric for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino, Los Angeles. I know this summer's seen some incredibly hot days, but it's going to get even hotter Saturday nights. So hot, in fact, they sizzle with Larry Flint's sizzling Saturday cash and car giveaway. Every Saturday night, now through summer, Hustler is giving away fast cash and a chance at an even faster Audi A6, the newest, sleekest edition that's sportier than ever. Visit Hustler Casino Saturdays from 2 p.m. to midnight for your chance to win. Random winners get $200 fast cash, plus they spin for up to $1,000 more. And they can even win a key that could unlock the all-new Audi A6. You wanted to check out Hustler Casino, so here's your chance. Sizzling Saturday's cash and car giveaway now through summer. Hustler Casino is in the city of Gardena at Redondo Beach Boulevard and Vermont. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com for directions and details. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com. Hustler Casino. Real casino, real cash, real close.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years, folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
KLSX, Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Pay no interest till 2009 at Laser Eye Center. Call 800-80-LASER.
Hey, you know they say buying a house is the most important decision you'll ever make in your life? Well, so is getting a divorce and selling one, and I've done both recently, or I'm in the process of doing two of them right now. Either way you're going, with or without the divorce part, buying or selling your home, I've got the best idea for you. Again, kind of like the perfect push-up, it's one of those ideas that you wish you had thought of, just an improved idea. It's Show For You Realty. What they do is they show for you around in a limousine decked out with all the electronics that you will need to map out every single home, loft, whatever you want. condo in any given area on the fly. While you're moving, you can change your mind. Let me give you the phone number a bunch of times. It's 1-888-I-SHOW-4-U. It's the letter I, the word show, the number 4, the letter U. I want you to write this down because I really want their phone to ring because they're geniuses to have figured this out. So here's the number in numbers. 1-888-474-6948. 888-474-6948. Believe me, your house has more curb appeal when you pull up in a limousine. Your house is, it's an easier buy when you're that comfortable. You just want to take your time and have plenty of time to think in the air conditioning. You don't have to look for parking. It's, I'm telling you, it's an idea whose time has come. Show for you Realty. That is Show for You Realty. 1-888-474-6948.
We make cars and trucks. We've been doing it for 81 years.
We don't dabble in lawnmowers, generators, or motorcycles.
We just make cars and trucks.
We were the first to introduce power brakes
back in 1932. Then we pioneered the first wind tunnel development in 34.
It helped us make our cars aerodynamic.
So aerodynamic, NASCAR changed their rules because of our advantage.
We were the first to put a modern radio in a car.
Offer power windows.
And by the way, we also invented the muscle car.
Minivan.
And SUV.
But the only thing more impressive than our past is our future.
We have 20 new Chrysler,
Jeep, and Dodge vehicles on the horizon.
And now we're offering another industry first.
A lifetime powertrain limited warranty.
We're the new Chrysler.
Get ready for the next 100 years.
No deductible applies. See dealer for a copy of limited warranty and details. Non-transferable. Not available on SRT, diesel vehicles, Sprinter, Ram chassis cab, and certain fleet vehicles. On purchases beginning 7/26/07. Visit ChryslerLLC.com for more information.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
The Adam Carolla Show. If you weren't listening, here's who you missed.
The great Howard Stern.
The idea that you're there doing the show comforts me.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Carlos Mencia. Ding,
ding, ding. Tony Hawk is here. Good to see you again, Tony.
Thank you.
Hey, what's happening? This is Dave Navarro.
Willie Nelson.
Are you still smoking the spleef?
Oh, I thought you got one.
This is Sugar Ray Leonard.
Hi, it's Sarah Silverman.
Johnny Knoxville.
Good morning.
He's putting his scrotum sack onto the mousetrap.
Rock.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, everybody. This is IndyCar driver Danica Patrick.
Hi, I'm Norm McDonald, the Adam Carolla Show. It's just like The View, except without four annoying brides.
Pete Rose is in studio.
Dane Cook, everybody.
What's up, Adam?
Ann Coulter, who was supposed to be on the show about an hour and a half ago. Hi, Ann. You're late, baby doll.
I am really tight on time right now.
All right, we'll get lost.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Holy Christ, I'm an animal.
Mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
Break that down, would you?
From the planet Testicula.
Oh, God.
It's Tom Likas in space.
Thank you for not giving me an anal probe. This is where the universe gets together to discuss what kind of space jets you find below Orion's belt. It's a different kind of space program. We're the space program that is not hosted by a super intelligent spider. No! I am your host, Zygote from Uranus. You're on the Tom Likas in Space Show. Hello.
I've been nebulizing this hot female flagellant from Ganymede.
Really?
She's been engaging in multiplicative proclivities with my communications droid. What should I do?
Dematerialize that bitch! There's nothing like a little molecular reorganization to show a woman you mean business.
Thanks, Tom. Take me out with a hole in my spacesuit.
Here you go, Zygote.
Tune in tomorrow to Tom Likas in Space.
Klingo from the Crab Nebula. Hello. I love that.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. Here's what not to watch on TV tonight at 5:30 on ESPN2. Don't watch the WNBA, Indiana Fever versus the Chicago Sky. At 6 on the Biography Channel, be sure to miss Airline. The staff must decide if a turtle can be allowed on a plane. And at 9 on BYU TV, definitely don't watch Road to Zion, Travels in Church History, a tour of sites and places in the history of the Church of Latter-day Saints. That's what not to watch. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Do T-Bone?
Well, I will tell you what you can watch. You can watch Wild Hogs. Here's the deal. I've got my Harley, and you can do pretty much anything on it, and yes, even that, or deliver bagels or a baby basket. If you want to go spend a day riding your Harley, you know what? I'm not sure you can't just ride any kind of bike if you want. Mm. You know, if it's on two wheels, you can come hang.
Right.
Go to AdamCarolla.com, sign up to win a day of cruising with me and some Harleys. And by the way, we might even be, you know, letting you use some Harleys. Powered by the number one hit comedy, Wild Hog, starring Tim Allen and Martin Lawrence. It's on DVD and Blu-ray August 14th.
I know that movie made a effing bundle. I couldn't believe how much money that movie made. Yeah, Travolta can afford a new hair hat almost every day. T,
yeah.
The news, baby girl.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Rescuers in Utah are desperately searching for six miners trapped 1,500 feet below ground in a Utah coal mine. The U.S. Geological Survey reported an earthquake of a 3.9 magnitude in the Huntington region at the time of the collapse, which was Monday, very early in the morning, around 4 a.m. Now, today, a couple of hours ago, Bob Murray, who is part owner of the collapsed Crandall Canyon mine, spoke to the press, and here he is commenting on the safety of coal mining.
And let me tell you something else. This is the first major accident I've ever had in one of my coal mines in 20 years of being in existence. The first major accident. And this was caused by an earthquake, not something that Murray Energy or Utah American did, or our employees did, or our management did.
Yeah, it's so hard to find out the truth because they do that thing where the mine had been cited 13 times in the last 12 months for safety violations. Yeah, but as Danny spoke about a few weeks back, you go into any restaurant, it can be cited 100 times, the best restaurant, for whatever health code violations. Doesn't mean it's a dangerous place to eat or work.
Right.
I don't know what the truth is, but we do have a tragedy on our hands, and perhaps we should take another look at nuclear power, people. That's all I'm saying. T?
Well, Bob Murray, you could hear him. He's obviously rattled. I'm sure he's very concerned about the six souls trapped in his mind. Well, here he mentions them, and I believe he's asked whether he thinks they're dead or alive.
Now, the Lord has already decided whether they're alive or dead and whether they were killed from the percussion from the earthquake. But it's up to Bob Murray and my management to get the access to them as quickly as we can.
Now, he was referring to himself in the third person. He is Bob Murray.
Does he sell used RVs, too? Because you just sound like, hey, Bob Murray's RV. Dude, you want to get yourself a fifth wheel? We got runabouts. We got kangaroos. We're taking $8,000 off MSRP. It just sounded like he was on a stump selling something.
The Lord has already decided whether you should have side-out walls.
Yeah, I don't mind a guy with some spirituality running my mind, but I don't want the guy who says, ask the Lord.
Yeah.
Because when I'm going, how about we get some shoring up in Sector D? The Lord's already decided where that shoring should be in place. Listen, when it's your time, it's your time. I'm 22.
Could you ask the Lord for a shovel?
How about you gave me a leather hard hat, Dave? How's that? The Lord decides that it's time to go. It's time to go.
Well, I don't know if the Lord decided it, but, you know, the trapped miners were part of a 10-man team working inside the mine, and, of course, four of those men escaped.
Mm-hmm.
Six have not been heard from. So it will be interesting to find out how those four got out, and, of course, they're believed to be roughly 3.4 miles from the mine entrance, and all the news reports are saying that they can still get oxygen and that there is a store of water there, so hopefully they're okay, and more will be revealed as the day goes on.
Bad times.
Very bad times. Now, on to news in the world of music and literature.
Hmm.
Do you guys know Patti Boyd? Have you heard of her? She is... This song was written about her.
Oh, Layla was written about her?
Not only was Layla written about her, but Wonderful Tonight was written about
her. Which was, by the way, Gretchen's and my song.
Your and Gretchen's song was written, that the story goes that Eric Clapton was watching Patti Boyd get ready for a party at the home of Paul McCartney, And he wrote Wonderful Tonight about watching her get ready.
Was she George Harrison's wife?
Yes, that's the crazy part. She was George Harrison's wife when Eric Clapton fell in love with her. George Harrison wrote a song about her also.
Jesus Christ.
He wrote this about her.
Take that, Sharona.
Right.
Nice.
Who's Sharona? This woman's got three
actually
songs.
One of my realtors.
Really?
Yeah.
It's Danny Sharona. That's who it is.
Well, Patti Boyd has a book out. It's called Wonderful Today, and she's finally talking about that period of her life. And she talks about a rivalry between George Harrison and Eric Clapton. It escalated into a guitar duel. It started in the late 60s. George and Eric were close friends.
Yeah.
And then in 1970, Clapton played Layla for Patti in an attempt to win her over from George Harrison, to whom she was married.
They were dancing.
Six strings, shut up.
And so their marriage wasn't great. I guess George Harrison was having affairs.
He's a Beatle, for God's sakes.
So Clapton bowed out because he said,
"Look, town ain't big enough for our two strats."
Right. So he bowed out, but they came back after Patti in 73, and that's when Eric and George went at it with their guitars. Patti writes, quote, "As Eric walked through the door, George handed him a guitar and amp, and for 2 hours, without a word, they dueled. The general feeling was that Eric had won."
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, and he's a better guitarist, yes.
Yes!
By a long shot. And in 74, Patti finally left George for Eric, and they were together until 1988.
Well, that's what happens.
Okay, two things strike me. One, how hot must this chick have been? A Beatle and Clapton is God. Remember that one's written all over the walls?
Right. Yeah.
A Beatle and God fought over her.
Yes.
Three different songs that are huge hits.
Mm.
This chick must have been show-stoppingly hot. And two, whore!
Yes.
Total cheating whore.
Let's leave Teresa out of this. Let's focus.
Focus
on the topic. Then you must have been hot, babe. I'm sorry. Then you must have been very hot.
Yeah, but here's the good thing.
See,
the beauty of art is heartbreak, tragedy, love.
Yeah.
It all spawns this great art. I mean, you think about it. If she'd never been born, we wouldn't have Layla or Beautiful the Night. If Edna Fitzgerald hadn't been born, Gordon Lightfoot would have never crafted that beautiful song.
Well, listen, Patti Boyd actually had two other humongous rock stars in love with her.
Are you kidding me?
I swear.
Wait, who am I talking to?
I can't. All right, we need to take ourselves a break.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
We'll,
Are you kidding me?
Okay, now the fun begins.
Well, they say, you know, you make fun of what you are. I mean, it's the, you know, the guys who go out and do the gay bashing, when they hook them up to the tumescence monitor.
Yeah.
Which I'm wearing right now. Yeah. Sees how much blood goes into the old mine shaft down there.
Yeah. Inside the glory hole.
And they show the gay erotica off the charts. Maybe I'm doing that with the
Huel.
Yeah. All right, quick break. I'm going to do a little soul searching. We'll be back with the rest of the news next.
August is the hottest month.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Because they make it that way.
With Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 97.1 Free FM. At 97.1 Free FM, we're always giving away a ton of free stuff. Thus the name, Free FM. So get to our contest page at 971freefm.com where you can get hooked up with guy getaways, free concert tickets, and whatever else people in SoCal are into.
Go to 971freefm.com to see where we'll be giving away tickets to the Tom Likas Summer Splash Party at the Playboy Mansion. Or if you've got the dough, log on and buy a pair.
We are 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Pay no interest till 2009 at Laser Eye Center. Call 880-LASER.
Because you want to meet the love of your life now. Selective Search, Inc. is the nation's leading upscale boutique personal matchmaking firm. Renowned for its proven executive recruitment matchmaking model, Selective Search has the highest success rate in the industry, a product of the company's proven Meet Your Future process. For high-caliber, commitment-minded singles, Selective Search takes the labor out of finding love. Hand-picked introductions. Access to over 25,000 exceptional sought-after singles. Your own personal recruiter. screening, filtering, and interviewing the must-meet individuals to present to you. All their efforts are focused on matching you with the person you'll want to spend the rest of your life with. Log on to SelectiveSearch-Inc.com or 866-592-1200, SelectiveSearch-Inc.com or 866-592-1200.
Hey, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a resort? And what about you don't have to pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Tahiti Village wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, and showcase their newest resort in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 888-70-VEGAS, right now. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can you say, high roller treatment, baby? So call 888-70-VEGAS for all the exciting details and other fantastic offers. That's 888-70-VEGAS. Call now.
Hey, streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Oh, with Danny Bonaducci, 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Well, there's no I in team, but... Oh, Christ. Ace man, you should have thought that one out. There's no you in I... Get off the caffeine. Laser Eye Center, that's what I want to say. They have a little... That's right, there's no I in Laser Eye Center. There's an E. Damn it. Call 1-800-80-LASER. Listen, you know how it works. You need the procedure. You're too lazy, but... Not too lazy to monkey with the saline solution and the messy contacts. You got an infection. Oh, pink eye. God knows. The neighbors are talking. Pay no interest until 09. 21 years of mastering the gift of better vision. Over 200,000 procedures performed. 16 locations. 880-LASER or LaserEyeCenter.com.
Guy calls Dan.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
We keep our grill a-rolling so you can keep on going, all right. Oscar Mayer Big Bites, taquitos that are spiced right. 7-Eleven, all right.
7-Eleven will keep you rolling all summer long. Big Bites, Go-Go Taquitos, and Grillers are hot and ready to go. Plus, new flavors are rolling right along on the 7-Eleven grill.
Come on in.
Pick them up.
Pick them up.
Come on in.
Come on in.
Head on out. Grilling.
And now, the Adam Carolla Show presents Great Moments in Local News.
A woman is offering quite a reward to return her missing cat.
And it's not money.
I live in Paris, and I would pay for... a round-trip flight for the person who found him, and I would offer them a couple weeks in my apartment.
That's right. She said Paris, France.
I'm going to have to put my dogs on the hunt.
No, that's not a good idea.
Another great moment in local news. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Good times, T.
Yeah.
The rest of the story.
We were talking about Patti Boyd. She inspired several classic rock songs, including Layla by Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight also by Clapton, and Something, a classic Beatles track written by George Harrison, to whom she was married. She's got a book out, coming out. It's called Wonderful Today, about this period in her life when all these huge rock greats were battling over her and she was their muse. Well, as if it's not enough that George Harrison and Eric Clapton battled. Yes.
Her dad, Jonathan Boyd, is coming out with a book called I'm Gonna Kill Myself, My Daughter's a Whore.
It's kind of a long title, but it's catchy.
I'd read it.
Yeah, I'd read it.
Well,
although he stole the title from, you know, Paris Hilton's dad.
It's true.
That's right. And Michael Lohan might have written that as well. Now, she was also reportedly sought after by Mick Jagger.
Jesus.
Yeah. He once admitted that he tried and failed to get with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she may have enjoyed the pleasure of Rolling Stones guitarist Ronnie Wood.
Jesus.
And I'm leaving one out.
60s, 70s, pre-AIDS. Could you imagine?
The last guy who was in love with Patti Boyd, reportedly, John Lennon.
What the?
Jesus.
Yes, it did.
Well,
you've
blown
two Beatles. You should get, like, some kind of monument erected to you.
I don't know if she had sex with John Lennon, but she seems to have had with George Harrison.
It'd be funny if you were the chick who had sex with Ringo and Pete Best. Be like, I nailed two Beatles.
It would be like being the one who had sex with Brian Dunkelman.
Oh,
wait. Hold on a second. That was not...
Who, Simon Cowell? Who, T? I'm on needles and pins over here. Seacrest, Cowell, Randy Jackson, who?
Picked the wrong horse in that race.
It'd be one of those quick... It's like when you say I want an Emmy, but you say daytime really fast.
That's
or local really fast. You go, I got an Emmy. You got an Emmy? Daytime. Emmy? That's how you do it. You slept with two Beatles, Ringo P. Best. Yes, I did.
Yeah, I was with the host of American Idol.
Douglas.
Really? Is Ryan Goodenbad?
Well, not exactly him.
Another one. Not exactly him.
Well, the good news is Patti Boyd is 63 and still looks gorgeous.
Does she?
Yeah, she still looks amazing.
Nice.
Lindsay Lohan.
She's 23 and looks beaten.
Right. Well, she's having a tough time. If you care about her whereabouts, they're saying she's at a rehab clinic called the Cirque Lodge in Sundance, Utah. And you know how on ET and other such entertainment shows, they ask random celebrities to give shout-outs to those in trouble?
Yes.
What does Snoop Dogg have to say about Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, boy.
That's good for her. I'm glad she's trying to get her life together, you know. Anytime somebody tries to do something positive with their life, you got to commend them for that. It's not nothing to laugh about or make fun about. That's a great step that she's taking. I wish her luck.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Those shows are like a all-time low. I pulled a couple clips off it. And not germane to nothing or apropos of nothing other than just good old-fashioned horrible writing. You get so caught up in the celebrities and what they're doing, you forget these shows are written.
Right.
And they're horribly written. I mean, you'd notice it on a sitcom.
Yeah.
You'd go, wow, this is a horribly written sitcom. You'd notice it on anything on TV. But you give these entertainment shows a pass. Listen to a sample of... This is just from the same show last night on Extra.
She's stronger than steel. More agile than an Olympic gymnast. And faster than a Britney Spears marriage.
Good stuff. Play the next one. This one is like my mom wrote it.
And ladies, get your stand-up routines ready. He tells us the sense of humor is the sexiest thing on a woman.
He's single.
How
he loves the ladies. And get your stand-up routine ready, ladies.
If you want to lay down, you better stand up.
Stand up. Get your stand-up routine ready, ladies.
Maybe they were on a deadline.
Who writes that crap? Really? Is there an adult at the helm?
Well, so the last time I did it, my cue cards were in crayon.
Really?
Well,
get your stand-up routines ready.
This is not my stand-up routine, but if you'll humor me, I would like to send our condolences to the family of Hal Fishman. He is the multi-award-winning KTLA TV Channel 5 news anchor. He was a Los Angeles broadcasting fixture for 50 years. Mm. I watched him. I think we all watched him. He died at 3 a.m. this morning at home with his family, and he was great. He was great at his job. He was 75.
He was on up until the last moment.
July 30th, he anchored the news.
Of 07. I mean, we're talking about a week ago or something, right?
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I want to send condolences, but on the other side, that's really how I'd like to go. I love my job. This is like the high point of my day. You know, if you got to go, if I'd really like to go out on a laugh. And that guy went out doing the news.
We'll laugh.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I'm saying. I see, I understand.
It was just a couple of minutes ago you want to dick up my dad and kick him in the balls.
Kick him in the nuts.
You don't think I know you're going to laugh?
I will cry.
It'll be a laugh of concern.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, anyway, Hal Fishman obviously went out doing what he loved, and we loved him for doing it so well. I'm Teresa Strasser. That's the news.
Tomorrow's news. Today, Teresa Strasser. You, CNN.
Yeah, I miss Hal already. And he was a pilot as well, I do believe. A real enthusiast. Okay, we'll take ourselves a break. We'll be back to wrap it up next.
In the hot month of August.
Adam Carolla.
The hottest of them all.
An adult motion picture.
The Adam Carolla Show. 97.1.
KLSX.
Free FM.
Hey, it's Danny Bonaduce, and I've had it up to here. August 18th, I'm going on a paintball shooting spree to mess up some guy named Danny. That's a punk-ass name right there. From the Opie and Anthony Show, and I'm looking for a squadron to join me in a paintball war against this other so-called Danny and his team of numbnuts. So log on to AdamCarolla.com so you can brawl alongside me at the Warped Paintball Park in Castaic. Powered by War, arriving in theaters August 24th, starring Jet Li and some guy named Jason. And the paintballers here at 97.1 Free FM.
If you're a man between 18 and 60 and have no major medical problems, are in good health, and live in the L.A. area, you may qualify for a new investigational research study. The L.A. Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor UCLA is looking for healthy men who have no major psychiatric illness and no drug or serious alcohol abuse within the last 12 months. This research study is investigating the effects of a new anti-anxiety medication on the production of sperm. The study includes a total of 14 visits in a period of 10 months. Qualified participants will receive no-cost study-related medical care throughout the study. Visits will include physical exams, EKGs, blood tests, and semen analysis. You will receive final compensation for your time and travel expenses up to $1,350, depending on the number of visits you complete. Call 310-222-8172 to learn more. That's 310-222-8172. 310-222-8172. Or log onto their website, labiomed.org, and click on Clinical Studies.
If you're trying to overcome weak or short-lived erections without success, Boston Medical Group has the answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Barry Buffman, one of the doctors of Boston Medical Group. Most of my patients have tried Viagra or similar products with little success. In less than an hour, I can demonstrate how simple and effective a real solution can be.
Approximately half of the men who try the common ED pills don't get consistent results, and the benefits of herbal or over-the-counter supplements are far less predictable. So if these pills are not helping you, don't despair. Boston Medical Group's proprietary treatment is personalized to suit your individual need and expectation. Don't let weak or short-lived erections affect your relationship for another day. Call Boston Medical Group at 866-916-4003 for a private and confidential appointment. You can restore your sexual confidence from just one visit. Call 866-916-4003. That's 866-916-4003 or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Tonight, it's 30 minutes of painful pranks on an all-new Ouch! That's Funny!
We've installed a virtually invisible pane of super-hardened glass on this Central Park jogging path as a wacky surprise for morning runners.
Uh-oh, here comes a young lady now.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, that looked painful.
Her nose is bleeding all over the place.
Isn't it icky?
I think my nose is broken.
More like shattered.
Oh, yes, you're right on that one. But that's okay, because you're the featured injury on tonight's Ouch, That's Funny.
Can you believe it?
I mean, you did this to me?
Of course.
we did. You ran face first into this super hardened glass. Look.
And by golly, it was funny.
But what about my nose? I'm a model, you know.
A model? Not anymore.
Don't miss Ouch, That's Funny. Tonight at 7:30, right after Aramaic Jeopardy on Super TV 3.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride what they sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week, Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
Are you tired of living with back pain? Have you tried everything from a chiropractor to surgery to your grandma's home remedies and nothing gave you lasting relief? Well, last weekend on Free FM, Dr. Jennifer Jara told you about an amazing new procedure called non-surgical spinal decompression. It's a new procedure with FDA clearance that can heal chronic pain without drugs or surgery. Dr. Jara's new treatment stretches your spine, releasing pressure, and puts your spinal discs back in place without cutting you open, and even better, without manual chiropractic adjustments. If you'd like to be pain-free without surgery or medication, call 800-749-7705. The next 37 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation, free examination, and one free treatment. Call 800-749-7705. That's 800-749-7705. And tune in to Cracking Down on Pain, hosted by Dr. Jara, every Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
More than likely, you're sitting at your computer right now trying to make a living. And every 2 weeks, you get your paycheck just to watch most of it go to things like gas, utilities, and other stuff. Where's the fun in that? A great deal would be a welcome treat right about now, huh? Well, check out what Wienerschnitzel has for you. A free world-famous chili dog. Just click open your browser and hit the Wienerschnitzel logo for a free chili dog when you buy another at regular price. Talk about getting your money's worth. Two plump, juicy hot dogs covered with the delicious Wienerschnitzel chili for the price of one. Too bad they don't make computers, huh? And once you get there, it gets even better with their $2.99 chili dog combo. You get a plump, juicy hot dog covered with the delicious Wienerschnitzel chili, a regular order of crispy golden fries, and a refreshing medium drink of your choice for a measly $2.99. But hurry. Deals this good won't last forever. Only at the home of America's most wanted hot dog, Wienerschnitzel, where they're pushing the boundaries of taste. Offer good for a limited time only at participating locations.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Well, we have just enough time for a little segment we like to call So What Have We Learned? Yes, nice. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. What did we learn from today's show? Well, we've learned that I'm just smart enough to be bothered by dumb people, but not quite smart enough to make a buck off them. Damn, it's a bad place to be. I'd rather join the ranks. We've learned that black men love ships in a bottle.
Yep.
A lot of folks didn't know that. I always did. I guess I played ball with a lot of guys who loved ships in a bottle back in the day, the Boyd Brothers, to name a few. And we've learned that we need an intermediate hair color for celebrity men. It's either one of the Four Seasons circa 1955, or it's Phil Spector. I say we need a hairstyle in between that so we don't have to watch a 55-year-old John Travolta walk around with jet black hair with no light passing through it.
Good times.
That's a little something called So What Do We Learn? I want to thank Jerry Rice, ultra lazy, lethargic, Epstein-Barr virus sufferer Jerry Rice, all pro football 2K8. In stores now. Perez Hilton, PerezHilton.com. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.
R. Kelly peed on me. How funny is that?